interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you this Flag Family Media Sports presentation.
It's time for North Dakota High School football here on the Aldevron High School Sports Network. Tonight, we have EDC quarterfinal action as Mandan travels to Fargo to take on the Davies Eagles live on AM 1100. Streaming online at am1100theflag.com as well as on our free WZFG mobile app. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Dakota Refrigeration, Halberstadt's on Broadway, Glass Doctor, Satellite Solutions, Shields All Sports, Chose Investments, Consolidated Communications, Dr. Phil Johnson with Orthopedic Sports Medicine in Fargo, CI Apparel, and Hornbachers. Your Fargo Davies boosters include Idco Homes and Van Dam Chiropractic. And now let's go live to Davies High, the site for tonight's Friday Night Lights featured game, as Davies takes on Mandan. With the call of tonight's game, here's Jace Denman and big game James McCarty.
The Fargo Davies Eagles have proved week after week that they are a force to be reckoned with in North Dakota. Being led by a trio of seniors in Reed Hartness, Truman Wormeyer, and Colton Almay, these Eagles are looking to put on a show tonight. For the Mandan Braves, they've had their backs against the wall in a must-win game last Saturday night against Jamestown, and they dismantled the Blue Jays 38-7. In locking themselves up with a state quarterfinals date with Davies here tonight. The Braves are led by NDSU commit Jackson Duttenheffer, and he's looking to set off some fireworks tonight. Who will come out on top in tonight's state quarterfinals match tonight? I am super excited. I think this is going to be a barn burner. I'm James McCarty once again with Jace Denman, and this is going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun. What are you looking for in tonight's game, Jace, for Davies to come out with the win and then vice versa for Mandan to come out with an upset?
Well, I think for Davies to come out of here tonight with the win, obviously when we came here last time and saw them play against Fargo South, they had some problems controlling a team that went to a more of a spread offense. And so you got to see Davies come out, control the clock, run the ball, stick with their offense, not get out of their game plan. For Mandan, they're going to have to play as well as they've been playing. They've won three out of their last four. Although last week in that win against Jamestown to clinch a playoff spot, they lost their starting running back in Garrett Schaefbauer. So they're going to be without him tonight. So we'll have to see how Mandan makes up for that loss of their starting running back and makes things happen tonight. So Mandan's going to come out, keep playing as aggressive as they've been playing the last few weeks, and just continue doing what they're doing to get the win.
And to start out tonight is going to be Davies kicking off the ball to Mandan. So your offensive starters for Mandan will be a senior quarterback, senior wide receiver number 2, Tyler Thilmoney, senior quarterback number 13, Jace Lohman, junior tight end number 15, Aaron Grubb, senior wide receiver number 16, Trey Tights, senior wide receiver Jacob Pierce number 22, senior running back Dakota Sweeney, number 43. Number 54, Caleb McDonald. He's a senior offensive lineman. 62, Jackson Duttenheffer, senior offensive lineman. 67, Caden Scott, senior offensive lineman. Corey Heinert, 74, an offensive lineman. And number 75, Titus Bachmeyer, who is a senior offensive lineman as well. Your Davies defensive starters are Reed Hartness, a senior, number 3 at defensive back. Number 6, Ben Lavin, a senior defensive back. Number 10, Dylan Feldner, a linebacker junior. Oliver Lucht, a linebacker sophomore, number 20. Number 26, Colton Almay, a senior linebacker, number 27. Truman Wormeyer, a senior linebacker. And Austin Harmsen, a senior defensive back. Eli Mach, a junior linebacker as well. And then your defensive line consists of Jordan Palmer, number 57. He's a senior as well. Caleb Vleem, a junior defensive lineman, and Isaac Heller, a senior defensive lineman as well. So that rounds out your starting lineups for both teams. Davies will be kicking it off here momentarily after we have the introductions finished up here. We'd like to thank all of our season-long sponsors on the flag. Orthopedic Sports Medicine, Dr. Phil Johnson, Consolidated Communications, connecting you better. That's Dakota Refrigeration for all your refrigeration and food service equipment needs. Shields All Sport, discover your passion. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains. Halberstadt's on Broadway, located in downtown Fargo, and Designer Homes of Fargo-Moorhead. Our boosters for Davies are Idco Homes. If you haven't been in the new generation of an Idco home, you'll be surprised. And Van Dam Chiropractic. See Dr. Scott Van Dam for sports injury rehab, including care for concussions and headaches. It's going to be a fun one here tonight as the Mandan Braves come in at 4-3. What do they won? Three of the last four, I believe.
Three out of the last four.
To get here, and Davies has one blemish on the year, to the number two team in the state in the Cheyenne Mustangs. So a couple of teams with everything to play for, and whoever wins this one is going to have a date with the Bismarck, with the winner of Bismarck Century and Shanley, which are actually just kicking off here momentarily as well.
Yeah, we'll get you updates to that game as we go along tonight. Obviously, the other quarterfinal game that was played today, we obviously know that the West Fargo Cheyenne Jamestown game was canceled due to a COVID outbreak on the Jamestown team. So the only game, the early game today, was West Fargo traveled out to Bismarck to the Dakota Bowl to play against Bismarck Demons out there. And a fantastic finish to that game where 74-yard touchdown pass to cut it to a 21-20 lead in favor of Bismarck over West Fargo. And the extra point was blocked, James. I mean, I know both of us were stunned by that. Just when you thought they were going to tie it up with about a minute 19 to go in the game, and extra point blocked, and it preserves the victory for Bismarck. So Bismarck next week will travel across the state to head to West Fargo Cheyenne to take on the Mustangs on next Friday. So that'll be a fantastic matchup with the Bismarck High School Demons taking on the West Fargo Cheyenne Mustangs. I would assume 7 o'clock Friday evening at West Fargo Cheyenne.
And the big thing I'm looking for tonight, right before kickoff here, Truman Wehrmeyer, the fullback for Davies, he's going to have his head set on Jackson Duttenheffer, I think, all evening. If they're going to want to open up some openings for Reed Hartness, for Colton Alme, those type guys, you're going to have a helmet on Duttenheffer all evening long if you're going to want to open up those holes, get that open turf, and you can bust a long run here. So that'll be a fun one to check out there as Davies is lining up to kick here momentarily. I think that's the big going to be the big key here this evening for the Davies offense.
Absolutely. I don't know why my...
As the officials are having a huddle right here at midfield, we are about ready to go. We do have limited fans here in attendance. I don't know if the students were given 2, 3, 4 vouchers each, but just looking around, I would say these stands are probably about half capacity, which, not where we want it to be, but it's a heck of a lot better the last couple of weeks, whether we've done football or volleyball, seeing those matches and games as well. So the nice thing is we have 12 minutes on the clock. We do have some fans in attendance, and it's going to be an absolute blast here tonight as the Braves are about to take on the Davies Eagles.
Obviously, we had a fantastic matchup out west, and that could be one of the best matchups of tonight. But this one is shaping up to be one of the best matchups of the quarterfinals tonight with a Davies team that obviously has one blemish on their record. We saw them have some issues against Fargo South when we were here in Mandan. You know, they're playing their best football of the season right here tonight. So we'll see what happens here to get things going as I believe number 43, Pablo Nunez Perez, is set to kick off for the Davies Eagles.
And back to return for Mandan will be number 43, Dakota Sweeney, and should be number 2, Tyler Thilmoney for the Braves. It should be 43? Or do they
24.
They switched it up on me. They put number 2, they told me. So
24
regardless,
and number 2 are back.
So right there. So we're going to have Thilmoney and Pierce to back to return. Kick goes squibbed all the way back to the end zone. They'll blow the whistle there. Taking over their own 20-yard line will be the Mandan Braves here momentarily as coming onto the field is the Davies Eagles defense and then the Mandan Braves offense being led by that senior front. And when it comes to your guys like your Colton Allmays, your Truman Wehrmeyers, and your Reed Hartnesses of the world, it's going to be a lot of fun to see if they bring the pressure early, because Mandan has much more of a balanced attack than a lot of teams that you see. EDC is a very predominant, for the most part, power run type of conference. So we'll see if they try and spread them out early on here as coming right into the field for Mandan, they're going to be looking to have a 2 wide receiver set out to the left in shotgun formation with 1 wide receiver out to the right, and quarterback will be Lohman. 1 running back to his right, goes for a 3-step drop, looking to try and find an open receiver. A flag is on the field. The receiver catches it right there, trying to get a number
22.
On it. Number 22, Jacob Pierce on that right away, but the flag, we'll see if it negates that 4 or 5 yard gain on first down right there, our first play of the evening. Waiting to get word on it. It looks to be, must have been a false start illegal motion of some sorts, because they're looking to mark it back down to a 1st and 15 here for the Mandan Braves. As the Davies Eagles defense should be lining up in a sorts of a 4-3 base defense to come out with right away this evening, 11:56 to go on the clock. And It's an illegal substitution on the Mandan Braves' first play of the evening, and it'll go from about 2nd and 6 down to 1st and 15. So they shoot themselves in the foot here early on, and we'll see what they're able to muster up here from the right side hash with having Lohman at quarterback. We're going to have twins to the left and to the right, shotgun formation. Four-man defensive front for Davies. Three-step drop looking for an open receiver, trying to hit him on the slant, and right there is intercepted by Davies. Interception on the first pass of the evening. That is Reed Hartness, the quarterback and cornerback for Davies. So that first pass of the evening, 11:51 to go in the first quarter. Reed Hartness gets a pick, and the Davies Eagles offense will set up in plus territory at their own 21-yard line.
Yeah, nice play there by Reed Hartness to read it and just jump that route and pick it off on a crossing pattern there, and sets up the Davies Eagles 1st and 10 at the Mandan 21-yard line.
That is not how you want to start your evening if you are Lohman and the Braves right there under center. Reed Hartness, three-step drop, first pass.
And
the
wide open.
Wide open receiver going to go, and that will be a score. I believe Colton Allmay on that one. And the Davies Eagles, just like that, 14 seconds into it, is a 6-0 Eagles lead on the Hornbacher scoreboard.
Nice play there by the Davies Eagles. Hartness saw his wide receiver cutting right across the middle there, wide open, just needed to get it to him, and he was able to walk into the end zone.
Colton Allmay with a 21-yard touchdown reception, first offensive play of the evening for the Eagles, and that is exactly how they wanted to start out this evening, and looking to line up for the extra point here now with 11:46 to go in the first quarter will be Davies. The snap, the hold, the kick, and that is up and through. So 11:46 to go in the first quarter. Davies leads 7-0 against the Mandan Braves. We'll take a 30-second breather. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. Welcome back to Davies High School. The first play of the game, it was a 21-yard touchdown pass from Reed Hartness to Austin Harmson. I saw 26. It was 28. I sometimes struggle with just trying to see much of anything, let alone from a good 70, 80 yards out. So 11:46 to go in the first quarter, 7-0. Davies leads, and that will be a touchback on that kick right there. So Mandan Braves will take over at their own 20-yard line once again, trying to run their second offensive play of the evening and just trying to keep the ball on the offensive side this time.
Well, you know, the good news is that it's only 14 seconds into the game. I know it's not good that they're down 7-0 so early in the game, but 14 seconds in, they've only officially run one play. So it's time for them, plenty of time for them to regroup and kind of get things refocused and get back out there and get the offense going.
Lohman in shotgun set, trips to the left, one receiver split out to the right-hand side, and he's going to give a hand up the middle, going to go up across the 20, up to about the 24-yard line right there, as on the first rush of the evening, trying to grab it, 47, James Barnhart, the fullback on that first carry of the evening there for Mandan. That was a 4-yard gain. It'll be 2nd and 6 for the Braves. Good strong run to start out the evening there as the Davies Eagles are lining up in a four-man defensive front. Breaking the huddle is Mandan, and they will try and get something going here on second and manageable now, 2nd and 6 from their own 24-yard line. We're approaching 11 minutes left in the first quarter. Three-step drop, trying to find an open receiver on a vertical there, and pass is broken up. That time looked to be Allmay on the coverage there, trying to connect with one of his wideouts. Looked to be Trey Tights on there. He has a little bit of height on Allmay, and just was able to knock it out of his hands at the last second there. So it'll set up a 3rd and 6 from their own 24-yard line for the Mandan Braves.
Good coverage there by the Davies Eagles. There was really nobody that was truly open, so he had to kind of just throw it to that outside shoulder trying to make something happen, but nice defensive play by the Davies Eagles.
3rd down and 6, shotgun set once again with Lohman there looking to bring pressure. Davies is just going to hand the ball off right there, trying to get a few yards up across the 25. Up to the 26, 27, and the pile is going to stop right there. So that should set up a 4th down and short, about 2 or 3 yards right there for the Mandan Braves.
Gained to what, a couple
as
there?
Dakota Sweeney.
Oh, Barnhart, number 47, carrying the
still
ball.
Still on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So that was a 3-yard gain for him. So it'll be 4th down and 3 right here as Davies has had a very good stand here so far. They've been four defensive plays for them. They've given up 7 yards, and they have an interception. They forced a 3 and out, and we have under 10.5 here to go in the first quarter. That punt looking to be kicked right there up across midfield, and is going to bounce at midfield, bounce over to the 49 of the Mandan Braves. And just like that, Davies Eagles with 10-16 to go in the first quarter. They have a 7-0 lead, and they have the football for the second time this evening, and they're looking to punch in for a second score here. We'll see if the Mandan Braves are able to stop them, and if they do something with Jackson Duttenheffer, trying to get him maybe in some, I mean, they've only had one defensive play if you're looking at Mandan, so trying to get him moving around, trying to get some pressure on Davies. But regardless, Davies this time is going to come out in I formation with Reed Hartness under center. Going to hand it off right there to Allman. Going to find it opening up across the 45 down to about the 40-yard line right there. And that should be a 9-yard gain on first down for the Eagles. Very good strong run right there. Getting a punch-out block was Wehrmeyer, opening up a pretty darn big hole right there for Allman.
Yeah, nice blocking up front by the Davies offensive line. Nice run there by Allman to get things going for the Davies offense here.
They're going to line up in shotgun set, going to have a man in motion, just going to keep himself, is going to be Hartness, and he's going to get eaten up by that defensive line of the Braves. Knocked down for a loss of 2.5 right there. I want to say about 2 yards.
Yep.
That'll set up. Still a good third and manageable right there. You're looking at 3rd and 3 there.
Yeah.
With under 10 minutes to go in the first quarter.
That play just was, there was nowhere to go from the beginning of that play. The fake to the running back, to the wing back in motion didn't do anything to throw the Mandan defense off.
High formation once again, just going to hand it off to Allman. Going to find an opening up across the 40 down to the 35, and that will be more than enough for a first down right there. Running right up the middle, taking a defender with him was Allman. That'll be a gain right there of about 8 yards, and that will be more than enough for the Davies Eagles first down.
Once again, a nice run right up the middle, nice power run with Allman just fouling his blocks. Another, I believe it was 7 yards on that play, so gets it down to the 35-yard line for another 1st and 10 for the Davies Eagles.
Going to be under center and single back set. One receiver split out to each end for Reed Hartness. 5-man defensive front for the Mandan Braves. Just going to keep himself right there on a quarterback keeper on an option play. Going to go up across the 30 to the 25, running with some open room on the right side and taken down out of bounds right there, and that should be more than enough for a Davies first down as well. They went from the 35 there down to, what, about the 21?
Yes, the 21.
So a 14-yard gain right there on the quarterback keeper for Hartness.
Hartness had me faked out a little bit there. I thought he had actually handed it off to the dive to the fullback up the middle, but he pulled it out of his belly and took it off around the right end and got a big gain and now puts him in just outside the red zone here. It's not even halfway through the first quarter.
On the right side has, they're going to line up and trips to the left with a single back behind. I'm just going to do a quarterback keeper once again, an option play, but he gets snuffed out by a defense or a linebacker right there by Mandan and taken down with Reed Hartness a couple yards behind.
That was Aaron Grubb, I believe, on the tackle there for Mandan.
And that will be a loss of 2 on first. Now second him up in 2nd and 12. So Hartness has 3 carries so far this evening for 10 yards. 2 of them he's lost 2 yards on, and 1 of them he busted for 14. So it's just a matter of, it could even be keeping the defense honest now.
Yeah.
Now that they're seeing that the defense wants to take him out, he may have an opportunity to hand it off, and they can bust it out right there. He's going to do a 3-step drop, looking for an open receiver, trying to find him on the out route. Going to complete it and be close to the first down marker as he gets taken down out of bounds right there. Trying to grab the number of
34.
That. 34, Denver Pichowski. That will be enough for the first down as they go from the 23 to the,
I think they got marked
the
10? 7
9? 9? Somewhere,
yeah,
in there?
Yeah, I think in the
9. So that'll be a 14.
We're so far away from the field, James.
Exactly. That's kind of what I come up with at this point, honestly. They're going to line up. Looks to be in a...
That's why I bought the binoculars tonight, James.
Exactly. A full house type or a power formation, and they're just going to hand it off to Allman once again, but he's going to be eaten alive by those Mandan Braves defensive linemen. It'll go from 1st and goal at the 9-yard line to 2nd and goal from right about the 10-ish there. You may have lost about a half yard on that. 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Davies leads 7-0 on the Hornbacher scoreboard, but they are marching.
In one of those interesting formations, James, you've got the basically kind of the double I formation in a sense, because you've got 2 fullbacks in front of that tailback just trying to get some lead blockers for Allman to get things going there. No avail. And so this time they'll come out with the 1 wide receiver to the right and 2 wingbacks this time, the double wing formation.
Looking to try and get something going right here. He's going to keep hand it off, excuse me, once again. And they're going to go up across the 5-yard line down just short of the goal line to about the 1-yard line right there on that run. as trying to grab a number on that one as well. That this time was Austin Harmstead on this one, and that'll be an 8-yard gain. Set him up in a very manageable third and goal at the 1-yard line here for the Eagles.
Nice change of pace, giving it off to Harmson there. Followed his blocks with that misdirection going from right to left. Followed that left side of the line. Almost broke it into the end zone for a touchdown, but got tripped up just short, fell down at the 1.
And it will be 3rd and goal from the 1. They're going to be in a full set right there. Just going to hand it off once again to Almay, trying to fall forward with his lead blockers. And they're going to call him just inches short of the goal line. I mean, he may be on the 1, if not 2-inch yard line right there.
I would almost think you got to go for that one.
You have to. Looking to be a little bit of a hurry-up offense right here by Davies. Looking to be a single-back set. I would guess Hartness is going to try and sneak it. But head coach Wayne Wehrmeyer says, hey, we need a timeout here, so we'll take one as well. Davies leads Mandan 7-0. 4th and goal at the 1-yard line when we come back. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag.
Only got one life to live, and I want to spend it with you. Love the money and the cars, but listen, baby.
We have a 4th down and 1 at the 1-yard line for the Davies Eagles. They already have a 7-0 lead, looking to try and make a 14-0 here. A full line of guys right there trying to run it in with 3 guys. Falling forward is
Wehrmeyer.
Wehrmeyer on that one, and he does get across as the defender throws him to the turf right there, or the grass. They don't
right
have turf here at Davies, but that will be a Davies Eagles touchdown regardless. 6:01 to go in the first quarter, 13-0 Davies.
Just power football. I mean, that's been the calling card of Davies this year, just sticking to that power running game and only mixing in run when they need to. Go with that double fullback eye formation, and Wehrmeyer follows his blockers and then gets thrown into the end zone.
Truman, and the extra point with the hold, the snap, kick is good. 14-0 Davies, 6:01 to go in the first quarter. We'll take another short break. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. Head coach and dad, Wayne Wehrmeyer, draws up the 4th down and 1. Fullback draw to his son, Truman Wehrmeyer, who does the rest of the work for him. 14-0 Davies after that touchdown run, and the Eagles have been looking to be completely in command this evening. Mandan needs to get something going on this drive right here, or things can get ugly real quick.
Yeah, they've only ran 4 offensive plays as they're set to get the ball back this time, and they're going to let it go out of the back of the end zone for another touchback. But yeah, James, I mean, if you don't get something going now and you allow Davies to have another methodical drive down the field with just that power running game, you know, you could be down 3 scores here by the end of the first quarter if you don't get something happen. Even just get a couple first downs to give your defense a break.
And what's been surprising me, too, with Davies, their first play of the evening wasn't even play action. 3-step drop pass, 21 yards out for a touchdown. They did it again on this drive to set themselves up for a power run touchdown. 14-0 Davies, 6:01 to go in the first quarter. And we're going to have a handoff right there on the first play of the possession up across the 20 to the 25. And taken down right there will be, that should be number 47 once again, James Barnhart on that one, the senior fullback for Mandan.
Now that was Kleineck, number 3.
This time on that. So he is a senior, 5'8", 150 pounds, and you could see as he got thrown to the turf right there that he may not have been the biggest runner there once he had been caught.
Well, they put number 47, Barnhart, in motion and had him kind of crack back on that defensive end. As you can see him lined up in the slot position there, trying to set the edge for his teammate to get a good run going.
Looking to be in the pistol formation this time. He's going to do another handoff up across the 30-yard line. Going to be pretty darn close to the first down right there. Once again, that was Ben Kleineck on that one. And they're going to say just enough for the first down there as he got just across the 30-yard line to the 31. That's, again, a 4 for him. And just like that, first down of the evening for the Mandan Braves.
Some nice plays there, just kind of putting Barnhart in motion to kind of set up to the edge block. That time he went all the way across the formation, led that sweep to the outside to the left that time.
Pistol formation once again for Lohman. 1 receiver split out to each end off the left side hash, 31-yard line. Under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Going to do another handoff up across 35, across the 40. Close to a first down right there on that run as well.
That's Dakota Sweeney that time.
Trying to grab the number real
quick.
You got it before I did.
They're going to grab 10 yards on that one for another first down for Mandan.
just enough of the first down there. So it goes from four plays in their first two possessions to two first downs and three plays here in the second possession.
You notice the big change, though. Instead of trying to pass the ball around the field, they've just gone back to bread and butter, which is running the ball.
Pistol formation, one man in motion, just going to hand the ball off again off the right side of the tackle, going to go up across the 45-yard line right there for a gain of about five on first down. Taken down by a couple of Davies Eagles, looks to be number 43, Dakota Sweeney on that one. So they are marching now, are the Mandan Braves, at the second and five from their own 46-yard line. 4 minutes approaching in the first quarter, and Davies has a 14-0 lead, but Mandan is trying to counter with a punch right here.
Yeah, this is so far has been a good drive for the Mandan Braves, getting things going on the ground, chewing up some clock, trying to get some momentum back on their side.
Man in motion right here, just going to do another handoff and trying to catch Davies off guard right there. James Barnhart on that, coming in motion from the right-hand side just to get the handoff on the snap and then just kind of cut right between the left guard and the center. And Davies snuffed it out. He got a gain of
one,
maybe a half a yard, honestly. Looking at him, he didn't get a whole heck of a lot of anything there as we're under 3.5 to go in the first quarter.
Not much there, but just trying to, once again, trying to keep the defense honest, trying to keep them guessing what you've got coming next. But once again, Barnhart's line up on the right side of that offensive formation.
Third down and five for the Mandan Braves. They're just going to hand it off once again, trying to get up across midfield and taking the pile with him, but he's not going to get quite enough for the first down there, trying to grab it. That was three, Kleinecht on that one this time. So they'll set it up in a very short fourth down, and I would say right about 1 yard right there. So it's getting a four on that third down play right there.
So this, you would think you would not really want to punt it back, but this is, you know, you got to be confident in your play calling here that you can get this, because if you give the ball back to Davies at midfield, that's not setting your defense up in a good position.
From the right hash, once again, pistol formation, man in motion. Lowman is at the pistol, just going to hand it off, though. Trying to get the first down, going to be snubbed right there, trying to fall across it.
It's going to be close.
On that one, and a Davies defensive lineman right there came swinging around and basically grabbed him and ripped him back as he was diving forward. I think we're going to need a measurement.
We're
going to
get a measurement on this one, yeah.
That is probably less than a yard gain, but they needed just to hear less than a yard there on that one. So 2:32 here to go in the first quarter. Davies leads Mandan 14-0 as we have the chains coming onto the field to see if they got it or not.
You know, it sort of seemed like it was enough for the first down, but then when the ref kind of got into a spot to measure it, it seemed like, or to spot the ball, it seemed like it kind of got closer to the 50-yard line, but I think he's got it. Yep.
He's got it by the length of the football. So, very generous spot for him there. It's going to be a first down for the Braves. They're 1-for-1 on fourth down conversions tonight. 2:32 to go in the first quarter, and the Braves are trying to knock it down to a one-score game here after. That would be credited for a total of a one-yard gain then right there for Kleinecht on that last run.
Hard, gritty run there, able to get that fourth down conversion, keep the ball.
Davies now lining up with a five-man defensive front. Pistol formation once again with twin or receivers split out to each end. Play action pass, looking to roll out left, trying to find an open receiver. Underthrown a bit, trying to catch it falling down. And they're going to say that he got it. That was a catch right there. Tyler Thilmoney on that catch from their quarterback, Jace Lohman, going from the 49-yard line all the way down to, what is that, the 27. 22-yard gain on that pass right there for the Mandan Braves, and they are in business.
That was a close one. That one almost looked like he kind of trapped that one. But based on where the two referees were that called it, they were not in a position to really have a different angle. So completed pass and almost in the red zone for the Braves.
Pistol formation once again, looking to just do a handoff, this time off the right-hand side of the tackle. But he is eaten alive on that run, trying to get something going with James Barnhart. But he didn't have much of anything to run with there.
That was tackled by, I believe it was number 64, Caleb Vleem.
That looked to be there. I almost looked like he got unblocked, almost like it was an option type play, but regardless, he ate up that play right there. 2 yard loss for Barnhart.
He is listed at 6'4 and 300 pounds, so that is not something that's easy to block. And he took up all of that space in the middle and tackled him for pretty much a 3 yard loss. They're going to say two, but it looks closer to three.
Big, yeah, very big young man right there, shotgun set, looking just to do a play action play, trying to beat him deep with Domoni, and he will overthrow him right there. So that'll set him up in not a very good third down, third and very long, third and 12 at their own 29-yard line with 104 to go here in the first quarter. And Mandan desperately needs to get at least 6 or 7 yards on this play to make it a fourth and manageable, because they do have a couple of kickers. They can make a field goal from, you know, that good 30, 35 yard range, but you're really extending it unless you're Emmett Kenny from anything more than about 30 yards in high school, 35 for the most part.
Lohman took a shot on that pass, too. He just got the pass off as he got hit.
And in pistol formation once again, third down and 12 here, looking just to hand it off, find an opening, going up across the 25-yard line down to the 24 or so right there by Kleinacht, and that's about all he's going to get. So that'll set him up in a little bit more of a generous fourth down set there, but you're going to be looking at fourth and about 7 still there after a 6-yard gain.
Yeah, so now you got to figure out where are you going to go to in your playbook. Are you going to try and run a play-action pass? Are you going to try and run some type of misdirection kind of sweep to get it to the outside and take advantage, because you're almost all the way over on that right hash mark. You got the wide side of the field to the left. Now they're going 4 wide receivers trying to spread out that Davies defense.
Twins off to each end of him as they're between the hash marks trying to get something going. We'll be Lohman, 3-step drop, and just airmails it over his receiver right there trying to connect. And it will be a turnover on downs for the Mandan Braves. 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Davies takes over at their own 24-yard line with a 14-0 lead.
Was trying to get kind of on a looked like on a post pattern, or maybe some type of crossing pattern for the first down. Only needed about 8 for the first down, but just simply airmailed that one. You said, James, way over the top of his receiver's head. No chance to make a play on it. First and 10 now for the Davies Eagles.
Do not forget to stay tuned for our CI Apparel halftime report, along with our CI Apparel player of the game at the conclusion of this one. Looking to be a wingback set here, one man under center. Just going to hand it off right there. It's Hartness going up across the 30 to the 35 to the 40, up to the 45-yard line right there. I believe that was Werman Trumeyer on that one. He is a big-framed young man right there for Davies. As when you look at him, he's sitting at a 6'1", 220-pound frame. As you can see on that right there, first down carry for 22 yards and a first down for Davies.
Nice run there by Wormeyer. That'll take us to the end of the first quarter, James. But just power running once again. Open up a hole, and Wormeyer just followed the big boys up front.
Davies Eagles lead the Mandan Braves 14-0. We'll take a short break. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. Welcome back to Davies High School. I'm James McCarty alongside Jay Stem, and Davies has a 14-0 lead. We'd like to thank all of our season-long sponsors on the flag: Orthopedic Sports Medicine, Dr. Phil Johnson, Consolidated Communications, connecting you better. That's Consolidated Communications. Dakota Refrigeration for all your refrigeration and food service equipment needs. Shields All Sports, discover your passion. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains. Halberstadt's on Broadway, located in downtown Fargo, and Designer Homes of Fargo Moorhead, lining up in the in the I formation right there. Just going to do a handoff on first down and 10 up across to about midfield will be that first carry of the second quarter there. Trying to grab it on there. I don't believe.
I think it was Almay. He's handed the ball back to the referee.
Almay on that one, getting a gain of 4 to start out the second quarter for the Davies Eagles. We also like to thank all of our boosters for Davies, IDCO Homes. If you haven't been in a new generation of IDCO Homes, you'll be surprised. And Van Dam Chiropractic. See Dr. Scott Van Dam for sports injury rehab, including care for concussions and headaches. Going to be a single back set this time with one receiver off to each end. He's just going to do a quick quarterback keeper right there. And Hartness is going to be eaten up right there. A loss of about 4 yards right there. It's going to set him down into third and long, third and about 9 for the Davies Eagles.
And back to where they started.
Third and 10 almost.
Third and 10. I mean, once the third down guy kind of realizes where he's standing compared to where the chains
are. Exactly. They're kind of doing a little dance right there.
He needs to get closer. I mean, I know we're in the world of COVID, but you know what? You're outside, so you can get a little closer where the ball actually is. But third and 10 now for Davies after that play. They you know, we're doing some good things on the ground. That time, you know, that quarterback, you know, that option play has been kind of hit or miss for the Davies Eagles. You know, you hand it to the fullback, the up back at times, and then other times, you know, you keep it and you roll out and just you get eaten up in the loss of 4 yards that time.
Hey, Coach Wayne Wormeyer wants a breather. We'll take one as well. 14-0, Davies leads. Third down and 10 coming up from their own 46-yard line momentarily. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. Davies Eagles are in a tough position right now, third down and 10 from their own 46-yard line. We do have a score update. After one, Bismarck Century leads Fargo-Shanley 21-0. We'll see if Shanley is able to. It seems as though the last handful of weeks, their offense has been slow until the second half, so we'll see if they're able to kick it up here in the second quarter. Going to be a three-step drop. Rolling out left is Hartness trying to hit a receiver diving. Is he able to hold on to it right there, though?
No,
I do not believe so. It
tried
was
to
thrown
pass
away.
For Almay, I believe.
So, and trying to get it right there on the first down markers, and he was not able to get it in as that ball was kind of airmailed into the sideline for Mandan.
It sort of looked like it fluttered. I don't know if it got tipped at the line of scrimmage or what, but regardless, incomplete brings up fourth down and 10, and I believe we have trying to catch a number on the punter.
Regardless, this is going to be the first time Davies is punting tonight, so good job by the Mandan Braves to force this one as they're down two scores, and returning the punt will be Thimone right there, but regardless, not a very long punt right there by Davies. It's going to go to the 35-yard line. That's a net gain of only about 19 or so yards right there. 10:28 to go here in the first half. Your Hornbacher scoreboard reads Davies Eagles 14, Mandan Braves nothing. But Mandan is taking over at their own 35-yard line with very good field position, and we'll see if they're able to do anything here after in this drive.
Yeah. Easy for you to say, James.
Exactly. It is. Some days it is. Some days it is, and they're going to come in a pistol set this time with one receiver split out to each end with Lowman. Receiver in motion, looking to just do a handoff off the right-hand side of the tackle, trying to find an opening, but he's ripped down behind the line of scrimmage. That was Dakota Sweeney for a loss of two and a half-ish right there on first down. Not the way you want to start out a drive if you're the Mandan Braves.
Yeah, just try to get something going to that outside around the right end and just nowhere to go. Nice penetration there by the Davies Eagles front four, and puts them, you know, behind the chains. You know, you want to keep gaining, you know, 3-4 yards of play minimum to kind of make sure you can get that first down each drive, but not a good way to start.
Looking to do another handoff out of the pistol formation, trying to find an opening. Only going to get a gain of about 2 yards right there, this time for Kleinacht on that one. So it's going to be set up for a third and about 8 yards there for him after that 3-yard gain on second down. So not exactly the start you're looking for a drive, and we'll see right here if they're, I would guess they're going to go to the air, but there's been a couple of times where they've been in passing downs, and Mandan, after throwing that first interception, I don't know if they're a little bit anxious or a little nervous on it, but they just haven't seemed to want to throw the ball too much after that first possession.
Well, and it's kind of seemed like when they've gotten the right matchups and executed their offense, it really seems like they are a run-first team, and it's kind of not something they're really looking to do, and you get a false start here on Mandan, so it's going to make it third and 12 instead of third and 7. So
that's tough.
That's not where you want to go either. So
third down and 12 from their own 32-yard line, 9:07 here to go in the second quarter. Davies is leading Mandan 14-0. Do not forget to stay tuned for our CI Apparel halftime report, along with our CI Apparel player of the game at the conclusion of this one. And we also do have a very fun Flag Sports Saturday tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So tune in for that as well tomorrow morning as we are back to the action here. Third down and very long for Mandan pistol formation. Once again, twin receivers to the right looking for play action, trying to find an open receiver, and going to overthrow him right there across the middle. And, I mean, we're looking at the zone with that second safety there up top. That was almost triple covered there.
Yeah.
He had his mind made up before he was even snapped that football.
Yeah, he didn't have anywhere really to go on that one, so he just was going to put it out to the guy that was closest to the first down marker, but tried to throw it out there to Aaron Grubb. Like you said, basically triple coverage. Those two safeties were closing in on him as well as the cornerback being right there, so nowhere to go with that pass, and we forced them to punt this one away.
They're punting it. We do have one man deep to return it for Davies. And
the two people back there in punt formation.
Looking just to kind of cover up for a block. They're a pretty solid punt right there. Going to bounce at the 40 down to the 35. Down inside the 20, inside the 5. Going to pick it up, trying to get some yardage back up to the 10, to the 15. Taking down right there at about the 15-yard line. About a 10-yard gain on that one, trying to grab the number. That was Colton Almay on a 10-yard return. But that ball initially bounced at just past the 30-yard line and rolled all the way to the 5. So I don't think Almay was expecting any type of roll like that before. He said, I got to pick this up or we're going to have really terrible starting field position.
Yeah, so, I mean, that ends up in the old scorebook as a fantastic punt for Mandan. I believe that ends up being a 63-yard punt by my math.
Wow.
Since he didn't pick it up until it hit the 5-yard line. So he picked it up the 5, returned it, got 10 of those yards back, but still first and 10 at their own 15-yard line.
Harton is under center looking for a play action, trying to find a receiver up the middle. And it's going to be intercepted right there off the fingertips of one of his receivers there. Looks to be Trey Tights on the interception there for Mandan. He was trying to hit, it looked to be Denver Pachowski on that one, and it went through his fingertips as he was guarded very closely by a defender, and then it was intercepted right there by number 16, Trey's Tights, and that will set up Mandan first and 10 from the Davies 39-yard line, 8:45 here to go in the first half. Big swinging change of events right there if you are a Mandan Brave, and not in favor of Davies if you are a Davies fan. So, coming back out onto the field, but we're going to get a timeout. It looks as though Mandan wants one, so we'll take a 30-second breather as well. Davies leads Mandan 14-0. You're listening to high school football on the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flat. And just like that, a ball off the fingertips of a receiver and an interception for Mandan, just gifting Mandan Braves great starting field position, and they're going to try and punch it in this time, but they've been very successful the first, what, four drives now this evening so far. We'll see what they're able to do here. Starting in pistol, looking to get a pass right there, and that's going to be incomplete off the fingertips of Thamoni right there. Looking to be just a little bit high. He tried to get up, but just was not able to on. A little bit of a post, kind of between a post and a slant route. It was kind of an in-between
skinny post
route. Right there, that's the word I'm looking for.
There you go. Yeah, it seems as though that Lohman's been a bit high on a lot of his pass attempts tonight. So the passing game has not been, obviously, real successful so far this evening for the Mandan Braves, outside of the one catch last drive.
8:41 to go in the second quarter. Pistol formation, one receiver split out each way, looking just to hand it off this time. Trying to find an opening up across the 35 to the 30 to the 25. Down to the 20. Will he be caught? Up inside the 10 to the 5, and that was a very long run right there by Ben Kleinak on that one. It went from 2nd and 10 at the 39-yard line to 1st and goal just inside the 5 at the 4, it looks like. 35-yard gain on that first down carry.
That was a great run by Kleinak. He cut it back against the grain, followed his blocks. The hole opened up, cut it back to his left, just had to outrun one more defender for the end zone, but got tracked down from behind. But it sets Mandan Braves up first and goal from the 4-yard line.
After about a 5-6-yard gain, a very good cutback, like you said, that gave him an extra 30 yards right there. That snap just going to be trying to take it himself, and he is going to go around the right-hand side of the tackle, Lohman, and he's not going to get a whole lot of anything there. He may have actually...
He gained a yard on that one, but just that one, you know, had some possibilities from the start, was being led around that right side by the fullback. Unfortunately, once they got out closer to the edge, there was just nowhere to go. Davies Eagles did a nice job defensively rallying to the ball and preventing that one from getting to the outside and hitting the corner for the end zone.
We are under 8 minutes here to go in the first half. The Davies Eagles lead the Mandan Braves 14-0 on the Hornbacher scoreboard, but Mandan is threatening. Second in goal from the 3-yard line. Looking to be a shotgun set with twin receivers out to each side, and they're just going to give a simple little handoff there up the middle, trying to fall forward, and just shy of the goal line. It looks as though they're going to mark him down inside the 1-yard line. I believe that was Kleinecht on that one once again.
James Barnard on that one. Down to, I believe, just the 1-yard line. Well, not even the 1-yard line. That's at the 1-foot line from where it looks up here.
Just over a 2-yard gain right there. We are now under 7 minutes here to go in the first half. Third down and goal from just inside the 1-yard line. And we'll see if they're going to give it this time. I would guess, yeah, like you said, either Barnhart or even possibly, I don't think Sweeney would get it. He's a little bit of a lighter back there.
Well, they're once again trying to spread out that defense and create some running lanes up the middle. 4 wide receiver set for the Braves.
Man in motion, shotgun set, looking just to give a handoff again. And it looks as though he was stopped right there once again, trying to fall forward in there. But the linebackers did a great job of filling the hole for Davies. And we are at 4th and goal from inside the 1-yard line with under 6.5 here to go in the first half.
Looked like Brendan Palmer on that carry. A little bit of a high snap there to Lohman, but he was able to corral it, give it to his running back next to him, but nowhere to go that time.
And 4th down and goal from inside the 1-yard line. We're approaching the 6-minute mark of the first half. Lohman is in shotgun set, This time they're going to hand it off once again, and Davies is going to get penetration. They're going to stop him at the one, and that on three consecutive plays inside the one-yard line. Mandan's not going to be able to finish the business. 6:02 here to go in the first half, 14-0 Davies. They take over at their one-yard line.
Fantastic defense there at the goal line by the Davies Eagles. Mandan's trying to spread out the Davies Eagles to try and create some better matchups and more space to run. Unfortunately, maybe they should have followed the blueprint of the Davies Eagles that just went power football with two fullbacks in front of your tailback. I don't know if they just don't have the size or what, but they tried to spread things out, run out of a four wide receiver set, and it didn't work.
Looking to see Hartness under center right here, I would guess, just trying to fall forward or something of that sort, just to get a couple yards on first down, and that's what they're going to do. Just do a simple handoff, and going to get up to maybe the two-yard line right there.
Wormeyer
on that one for a gain of
one. One on that one.
Yeah, maybe on that. We do have a score update. First play of the second quarter, Shanley did punch it in, so it's a 21-7 lead for Century. Shanley got a score on the board, and we'll see if that doesn't fire up their offense here.
Yeah, when we've seen Shanley play in person, James, they've taken a while to get things going offensively. They seem to really kind of wake up in the second half, but they cannot do that against a Bismarck Century team that's so good.
Once again, I formation, and just going to do another handoff right there on second down and about 8 yards and 8.5. And the pile is going to be taken up to the 10-yard line.
Colton Alme on that carry.
Alme, he's not a big-framed kid either. When you're looking at him, Alme, he's 6 foot, about 190 pounds. So he's got a little bit of size, but not a whole heck of a lot. And he just muscled that group about 7-8 yards right there.
Absolutely.
To set up a very comfortable third and one there for Davies. Looking to be a four-man front still for Mandan, as they've had most of the evening, a 4-3 set, under 5 minutes to go, 4:44 and ticking. Davies with a 14-0 lead, and they are trying to get the first down here deep inside their own territory. Man in motion, just looking to get another handoff right there to Wormeyer as he tries to fall forward. He is going to get...
I don't think he got anything there. He didn't even get to the 10.
He may have gotten a foot or so right there. So basically, again, nothing there. That's going to send him up at 4th and inches. Davies, 4:19 and ticking to go here in the first half. And you'd just assume, even though it's a very gettable play, just punt it away at this point. Because if something were to happen, you were to fumble it, you're very much swinging the motion of the game here if you weren't to get this.
Yeah, if you were out maybe 20 yards farther or something like that, I could see it.
And snap is off. Kick, not the greatest in the world right there. Going to bounce it about the 28, 29 to the 35-yard line, taken up by Thamoni. And he's going to get 2 yards or so before three or four Davies Eagles come in, swarming him, take him down to the ground. 3:50 to go in the first half. Davies leads Mandan 14-0 on the Hornbacher scoreboard. Mandan takes over in great field position, though, at the Eagles' 34-yard line.
Yeah, that was, you know, even though Mandan wasn't able to score that last time with the ball, they did their job defensively, forced a three and out, got the ball back. They're inside the 35-yard line of the Fargo Davies Eagles, 1st and 10. They can try and get some things going here now. Still 3:50 on the clock here in the second quarter. Try to get into the end zone before the half and get this game back to a one-score game.
Coming out is the Mandan offense with a receiver off to each end, pistol formation with Lohman at quarterback. One man in motion going across the field there. Going to be a handoff and taken down right there after a game about three off the tackle. Grabbing his number
Dakota
real quick.
Sweeney.
That was Dakota Sweeney, number 43 on that one. He got a yard?
Two?
Maybe two?
I don't know. I don't trust the guy holding the number sign across the way. He seems to be a little, you know, foot or two off. But, yeah, he gained, it looks like, a couple yards on that play from where they started, although it seems like, maybe statistically speaking, it's only a yard. It's a long yard.
Exactly. Maybe the chain gainers smell funny tonight.
I don't know.
Something to do with that, possibly. I know we don't have that issue. We have a lot of space here tonight in the booth.
We're all kind of alone. I'm a little kind of bummed we didn't have more company. But.
Looking for play action, trying to hit a receiver deep, and he gets it right there inside the 10-yard line, catches it, diving to the ground inside the 5, grabbing the number.
Thamoni.
That was Thamoni on that one. I wanted to say it, but I wasn't confident because I didn't see him turn, and I didn't want to be proven wrong again. So that was a gain right there from the
all the way down to the 2-yard line.
So 31-yard pass right there from Lohman to Thamoni, and it'll be 1st and goal at the 2-3-yard line.
2-yard line.
Right there. Look at that.
So back in business right where they were just in a couple minutes ago. So, you know, if they can get a touchdown on this drive here and punch it in this time, you know, it really will have kind of worked out kind of evenly there for the Mandan Braves.
Mandan in shotgun set right there, looking just to hand it off once again and stop short of the goal line on that run. Maybe got a yard on that one.
Klinik.
That was Klinik on that one. Got a gain of about a yard there. So it'll be second down and goal from a long yard or so right there.
Is it the longest yard? Football movie,
oh,
Joe.
There you go. Is it the remake with Adam Sandler?
To pick your poison. You
know. I like that. I'm a big Adam Sandler guy. I like the
I
humor
them,
in it.
I like them both. I'm just,
there
just
you
saying.
Go. You don't get that often in movies. Looking to get another handoff there.
Nope.
Eaten up by the Davies defense. And they're going to say that he got right back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe fell forward a football or so.
He must have actually got the handoff in that. What I saw is it looked like they had tackled the quarterback. So I thought there was a loss of about four on that play. Turns out he was able to get the ball. So third and goal at the one once again.
Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Trying to punch it in his Mandan. Shotgun set again. One receiver split out to each end. He had a five-man defensive front for Davies at the moment. They got a couple of linebackers coming in hot. Going to be a three-step drop, looking for an open receiver. And it is dropped there right at the goal line. Trying to grab a number.
Barnhart was the intended receiver that time.
Trying to get it
nice
completed
defense,
right there. Great nice, defensive play
yeah,
by
nice,
Davies.
Nice defensive play. Knocked it out of his hand so he couldn't complete it. So now it brings up fourth and goal once again for the Mandan Braves. So this has been eight chances inside
the 3 yard line.
Exactly. And these in their last two drives. So they got to find a way to punch it in here. A minute and a half to go here in the first half, James.
Once again, it's very odd that they're going from shotgun. I don't know why they don't ever go under center. Maybe try and do a sneak of some sorts, but regardless, they're going to throw it here again. Three step drop, trying to find an open receiver. And he did catch it right there. That is a Mandan touchdown. 14-6 in favor of Davies after Mandan just took it down to an 8-point deficit for themselves, grabbing a number on the receiver on
Thelmoni.
That one. And that was Thelmoni once again. 1 yard touchdown catch from Lohman to Thelmoni. And
it looked as though they had a receiver open in the flat kind of at the beginning of that play, and he didn't throw it right away. And when he did throw it from my angle up here, I couldn't see who he was throwing it to. I thought it was going to be possibly intercepted, but Thelmoni was right there. High snap, bobbled, loose ball. Guys going to have to try and throw it. Tipped up. Batted
knocked
down.
Down. So the conversion is no good. 1:25 to go in the first half. Davies leads Mandan 14-6. We'll take a 30-second breather. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. After eight plays and two separate possessions from inside the 5 yard line, Mandan's finally able to punch it in on a touchdown pass.
Yeah, maybe they had the wrong concept there. Instead of spreading it out, try to run it up the middle. Maybe they should just spread it out and throw it.
Exactly. But regardless, they're on the board. It's an 8-point deficit, and we'll see what's in store for this last minute 25 here of the first half with a Davies Eagles lead on the Mandan Braves, 14-6. Mandan about ready to kick it off for the first time here this evening. Two men deep to return for Davies as the hand is up, waiting for the whistle, and the kick is off. Right there, kick about the 10-yard line, up to the 15, to the 20, up across the 25-yard line, going from right to left, trying to find an opening up across the 40-yard line, taking down right there on the return. Trying to grab that one, looked to be Austin Harmson on that one. He got about a 32 or so yard return on that one, going from the right to the left there after he got at the 10-yard line. So Davies leads 14-6 with 1:17 to go in the first half. They have great starting field position at their own 42-yard line.
Yeah, and this is a perfect opportunity, I think, for Coach Warmeyer to try and, you know, maybe dial up some pass play and try and hit something down the field. A minute 17 left in the first half, plus you'll get the ball to start the second half for the Davies Eagles.
Hartness under center with a single back. They're going to have one receiver both sides of the field. Oh, twins to the left, One to the right, looking. It almost looked like a tight end. They're just going to do a quick quarterback keeper on a handoff fake, and falling forward is Hartness up to the 45-yard line. That'll be, again, a three. Set them up at 2nd and 7 from their own 45-yard line.
They're hustling back to the line of scrimmage, trying to get a couple plays off here before the end of the half, but
We'll see what they can do. We're under a minute here now as they're trying to get the clock and everything situated, ready to go. All the guys are looking at their
wristbands, trying to figure out the play call.
Trying to see what coach wants to muster up here. Shotgun set, wing formation. Just going to be a Reed Hartness run off of tackle, and he's going to be taken down by a linebacker right there. After a gain, he fell forward for about a yard and a half
That's
going to set him up for a third and five here with 30 seconds to go in the first half, and we'll see if they decide to do something crazy here with under 30 seconds to go on third and about five, or if they say, let's play it safe and let's just run one more play and go into the locker room with the lead.
Technically, they don't even have to. The play clock hasn't even started yet, and the clock is currently running, so I don't think Davies is actually going to take a chance. I mean, for me, you know, granted, it's video game world these days. I chuck one deep, see if he can make something happen at the last play of the game.
Or the last play of the half. They never reset the play clock there. Regardless, that is what will happen. We are at halftime now. Davies Eagles lead the Mandan Braves 14-6. We'll take a short break. We'll come back with your CI Apparel halftime report. You're listening to High School Football now. Devron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day.
Welcome to your CI Apparel halftime report. The Davies Eagles have a 14-6 lead on the Mandan Braves. And honestly, looking back on it, I was thinking we're midway through the first quarter. Davies had a 14-0 lead, and there was no offense at all for Mandan. Davies got the ball back for a third time. I thought that there was a chance that they ended up closing this thing out, but a great couple of defensive stands for the Mandan defense. They played phenomenal after those first two possessions, getting forced an interception. They forced a three and out at one point. They forced Davies to punt it multiple times here now, and it's just the offense, for whatever reason, they're marching down the field after those first couple drives, but they just seem to, once they get it in plus territory, inside in the end goal, inside the 10 and even inside the 5, they just don't have the size in the backfield, it seems, to muscle through and get those scores they need.
Yeah, well, we were looking at their roster, and their running backs that have carried the ball tonight are not large in stature. So they don't have a lot of size and a lot of power in the running back game. It's kind of more speed and quickness getting to the edges. But finally on that final fourth and goal from the one, they finally decided to throw it. A little congested from our point of view up here since they threw it to the far side, but they finally got in the end zone to cut it to a 14-6 lead. So your halftime stats with Davies leading Mandan 14-6 goes as follows. Total offense is pretty even. Mandan was 137 yards total offense. Davies with 106. Passing game has really not been there for either team. Mandan is 3 of 10 for 54 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. And for Davies, 2 of 4 for 35 yards, one touchdown, one interception. So both teams are leaning on heavily on the running game. 21 rushing attempts for 83 yards for Mandan, 17 attempts for 71 yards for Davies. Like I said, only a couple turnover apiece on each side. Lohman and Hartness are your two quarterbacks with those stats that I just mentioned. Running backs, Kleinecht, 9 carries, 60 yards, a 6.7 average, which pretty much leads almost everybody, although Colton Almey's got 4 carries for 28 yards with a 7-yard average per carry. Wormeyer's got a touchdown, and then, of course, Harmson's got the touchdown reception, along with Tyler Thamoni from Mandan's got that touchdown reception.
So we do have another score update. Bismarck Century took another score on Fargo-Shanley, so they lead 28-7. They're past the midway point of the second quarter. There should be 2 or 3 minutes until half there. CI Apparel is number one in corporate, collegiate, and high school apparel. For over 25 years, CI Apparel has partnered with college bookstores, high schools, and retailers to bring you high-quality game day apparel. Whether for work or play, every day is game day at CI Apparel. CI Apparel delivers brands you love, competitive pricing, and fast turnaround time. Work harder, play harder, and cheer louder in style with CI Apparel. Like them on Facebook. We're going to take a short break, come back, and we'll give you the highlights from the first half as we transition into the second half. You're listening to the CI Apparel Halftime Report on AM 1100, The Flag. Welcome back to your CI Apparel Halftime Report. We're going to go through our highlights here real quick. We'll break down what happened in the first half, what we're looking for in the second half, and then we'll send you off for the second half here. Start out the game, first play of the game, it was a interception for Reed Hartness and set up Davies at their own 21 yard line, and first play of the game. You would think a team normally that is a very predominant run team would not be throwing it, but what do they do? A three-step drop. Reed Hartness finds Austin Harmson 21 yards out, and we are 14 seconds into the game, 7-0 Davies. Their center, Reed Hartness, three-step drop, first pass.
And
the
wide open.
Wide open receiver going to go, and that will be a score. I believe Colton Almay on that one. And the Davies Eagles, just like that, 14 seconds into it, is a 6-0 Eagles lead on the Hornbacher scoreboard.
Nice play there by...
As you can see, I was not able to. My eyes were fooling me right there. I thought it was Almay, and it was not. It was Austin Harmson on that one. So I apologize to Harmson and Almay for giving him credit for the wrong score there.
What if I was wrong on that whole thing?
Maybe, but that's all right. No, we're good to go there, so regardless. And then the next possession, after they forced another three and out, Davies went and marched it down the field, and they gave it to their big senior fullback, Truman Wehrmeyer, from 1 yard out, and it was 14-0 Davies midway through the first quarter. A full line of guys right there trying to run it in with three guys falling forward is...
Wehrmeyer
on that one, and he does get across as the defender throws him to the turf right there, or the grass. They don't have turf here at Davies, but that will be a Davies-Eagles touchdown regardless. 6:01 to go in the first quarter. Davies was very much in control at that point. You were wondering if they were going to take a 3-4 score lead and just run away with this one. But the Mandan defense really kind of held strong at that point, and they weren't going to give up. And they were like a bunch of dogs just fighting and fighting. And they got all the way at one point to the 1 yard line, three plays in a row, were not able to convert it. Davies got the ball back, and the first, second play of that possession, Davies throws an interception, and Mandan gets it back again. And on their eighth play, from inside the 5 yard line in two different possessions, they are able to get a 1 yard touchdown pass from Lohman to Thamoni with 1:25 to go until half, and it was a 14-6 Davies lead. They're going to throw it here again, three step drop, trying to find an open receiver, and he did catch it right there. That is a Mandan touchdown. It was kind of odd to me. I mean, it was good that they were able to finally punch it in, but like we were talking about before that play, I thought it was very odd that, I get they have smaller backs. You got a couple of guys, though, like in your tight ends. I mean, you have an Aaron Grubb who is 6'3", 210. I mean, put him in as a fullback or some type of package, and you go shotgun for eight plays in a row, and your only touchdown you get after running it six different times is a touchdown pass. I just think that's something that you're going to have to fix in the second half if you're going to try and put up any more points on this very stout Davies defense.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to make some things happen when you get in the red zone. Obviously, they actually had another pass attempt in that last goal-to-goal situation when they were down there. They tried to hit number 47 out of the backfield.
James Barnhart.
Barnhart out of the backfield there. But you finally get something going. So, I mean, if that's who you are as a team, spread you out and then throw the ball in situations like that, especially with the way Davies was playing defense, they had man-to-man matchups on the outside. So, I mean, if you can run a pattern where one guy's running the slant, the other guy's running out, kind of create a natural rub there, maybe that's something you want to look at going to. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, shift some players around, bring some size in, just go power-eye football and trying to bully your way into the end zone.
So we have a couple minutes left on the scoreboard there before the guys are going to come back out and do some warm-ups. We do have another score update. Bismarck Century and Fargo Shanley. Shanley, with 3:05 to go here in the first half, they scored and got the two-point conversion. It's a 28-15 lead in favor of Century, and Fargo Shanley's offense is clicking a little bit better than it was in the first quarter. I mean, they were down 21 rip at the end of one. They've outscored to this point Century 15-7 here. So you're seeing a lot of good things out of that Shanley offense right now. You just need to see that Shanley defense now stop that Century offense. And that's a tall task, as you saw on in the season on ESPN here in their opener against Legacy. And it's a very potent offense for Century. Very big offensive line. And they're going to come and grind and pound. And they're just going to do smash mouth football on you.
Well, Shanley's defense, though, what we've seen towards the end of the season when their schedule got much, much tougher. Obviously, at the beginning of the season, they were putting up a ton of points. And when you finally look back at the season and the standings, you see that the easy part of their schedule was the beginning part of the season. So, you know, Shanley's defense has got to step up, and they got to continue to make plays to give them a chance to make something happen, because obviously we've seen Shanley's offense can put points up on the board. They can make some things happen. They almost came back in that game against West Fargo that we covered here on the flag. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to get some plays made, and I realize that they're undersized at the cornerback position, so they're going to have to make some other things happen, maybe bring some blitzes off the edge, something to get Century off of their game, to force some turnovers or force some three and outs so that they can get the ball back and try and get that offense going over there for the Shanley Deacons.
And we're
going to
see here, too, as well, once the second half starts, what Davies is going to look for offensively, because they had a couple of passes. They were thrown around a little bit. They were running very well initially. They had kind of been stopped a little bit that last possession or two when it came to rushing the ball, but regardless, they were doing very well overall. I think Wehrmeyer was averaging about 7 yards a carry. Colton Almay, you know, about a 6'190" frame, and he's getting about 6.5 yards a carry. So they overall are getting some very good carries, but when you're looking at it, I mean, Reed Hartness at one point, 14-yard carry, but, you know, he's 3 of 4 carries at one point, he had lost yardage.
Exactly. He's got 7 carries, by my count, for 11 yards for a 1.6 average, where you've got Wehrmeyer's getting 4.8 yards a carry and Colton Almay is 7 yards a carry. I mean, my thought would be is that you need to get Almay, Wehrmeyer, and Harmson more involved rather than trying to run kind of that option play where you fake the dive to the fullback in that double wing formation and have Hartness try and get to the edge, because that right now tonight has not been working for them. Every time they've tried it, except for one time, and even when that did work, it was one play for 14 yards. It wasn't like he broke it for a touchdown. So, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you keep going back to that play, and eventually you're going to pop one big, like we saw earlier this season when Grant Workington finally broke a big run for the Cheyenne Mustangs. But it seems to me that you're having success with Almay and Wehrmeyer, so why not go back to those two young guys and see what they can do here in the second half?
Exactly. Thank you to our very own Chris Larson as well. He's kicking us out some updates on that Shanley Century game there as they're getting closer to halftime. It's a 13-point deficit for the Shanley Deacons. This concludes our CI Apparel halftime report. We'll come back for the second half here as you're listening to the CI Apparel halftime report on AM 1100, The Flag.
I know you don't get a chance to take a break this something.
Welcome back for the start of the second half. I'm James McCarty with Jace Denman, and the kick for Mandan is off to Davies. Going to roll back up and misplayed right there by Almay. Did he touch it before? And he did not
touch it.
So it rolls out of bounds, and they're going to get great starting field position at the 35-yard line. We have 12 minutes on the clock. Davies leads Mandan 14-6, and they're going to start out in great starting field position here to try and put on a third score here when we start out the second half.
Yeah, they could really take advantage of what's going on. All the referees, looks like they're talking things over. We'll see if it's actually out of bounds without touching it or if he touched it and then went out of bounds.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yep. I'd almost thought that he did touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way that he had reacted, and it looks like they're going to agree with it. So I take that back. They're going to go from the flag, which would have given him starting field position at the 35, to after that muffed little, he must have just gotten his fingertips on it right there. Almay, they're going to take over at their own 5-yard line. So that's very tough if you're Davies. They're going to actually mark it at the 4, they're going to say. So you go, that's a 31-yard swing right there, all because of a missed little fingertip kind of play right there. And that's tough if you are Davies right here.
That was Almay? Was that Almay on the return,
you said? That was Almay on that one. I do know that. Davies comes back out, and they're going to be in their I formation. One receiver out to the right-hand side. Hartness is under center. And they're just going to do a handoff off tackle out to the right-hand side up across the 5-yard line and going to get close to the 10-yard line. Almay with a couple of yards there on that first down carry as the clock is now running. He was tackled inbounds. Looks to get up to the 9-yard line. I'm trying to see. They don't have the hash marks marked, and I'm looking at the official. And
I think he's more about the 7.
Yeah, 7. So you only got a gain of 3 there. Excuse me. Bear with me right now. I'm
they're at James's least favorite end of the field.
Honestly, if they get once they get to about the 30-yard line, I am ready to rock and roll. It's just the angle there, and I feel like if there was one more light shining on, that would help so much. Shotgun set for Hartness. He's looking to drop back for a screen pass there. Ball is caught, but eaten up by a defensive lineman right there. It was Almay.
That had the mark makings of disaster right there.
So they're just going to send him up in a third and very long, looking to be 3rd and 9 from the 5-yard line for Davies. Yep, 3rd and 9. So we have a 10:52 and ticking down here in the third quarter, 14-6 lead for Davies. And they're trying to get themselves out of kind of a tough little hole right here on this first possession.
Well, what looked like was going to be fantastic starting position for the Davies Eagles all the way out their own 40-yard line or 35, I forget which where
35.
They start inside their own five, went forward for 3 yards, back for two, and now they're just going to have a quarterback sweep to the right.
Hartness, there was a flag, though, on the snap, it looked to be, and
he's
not going to get anywhere close to first down. They're going to say a false start on the offense as well there, or illegal shift, whichever. And
I would almost just decline it and force them to punt.
I mean, he only got three. Yeah, they're going to decline it right there. He only got a couple of yards, so you're going to be looking at fourth down and long for Davies deep in their own territory here with 10:24 to go in the third quarter. Mandan's defense has been very potent and stout after that second possession here of the evening. Yeah, that was only a
and the last
two
the
or
last,
one.
The last time Pogue had punted this, he almost got it blocked. So this is a tricky situation for Davies.
Looking to go, kick it to the right-hand side. That ball is blocked right there, and Mandan is on it. Looking to try and dig him up out of the pile. It looked as though Mandan was on that football after they had blocked that kick, and
is Barnhart on the bottom of the pile there. Number 47 recovers the ball for the touchdown.
Wow.
Actually, it might even be number 78, actually. There's two Mandan Braves down there.
Wow. Just like that, you were saying how the last punt was almost blocked. This one is, and it's a 14-12 Davies lead. Mandan just scored right there, and then the offense didn't even need to take the field on that special teams play.
I know. You can't get much better than that.
Wow.
I take that back. I'm not sure if that was 78 because I don't see a 78 on the roster.
Either way, I didn't. There were so many guys in that pile regardless. That's Mandan scored, and they have a little
There's a 58. Number 58 is Carter Johnson. 88 is number is Luke Darris. Either way.
You're really struggling with that one there. Going to be in a pistol set here, trying to find somebody on the pass. Two-point conversion knocked away right there by Davies. So we'll take a 30-second breather. 14-12, Davies leads Mandan with 10:09 here to go in the third quarter. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. Davies' offense is going to take the shortest breather that you can take right there after a special teams blunder was blocked by Mandan. Mandan did not get the two-point conversion. It is a 14-12 lead in favor of Davies with 10:39 here to go. 10:09, excuse me, to go here in the third quarter. Mandan about to kick it off. And what we've been harping on all evening, it seemed as though Davies was going to run away with this one midway through the first quarter up 14-0. But now we're looking 2 minutes into the third quarter, and it's a 14-12 lead for them. That's very much hanging on the fringe of the balance right now.
For you to say, but yeah, I mean, the game is completely turned around, and a bad first possession in the third quarter puts Davies in a tough spot, picked up at the 20.
Squib kick this time up to the 25, hit at the 26-yard line, and that's about all Davies is going to get there. They're going to start with much better starting field position on this possession, but not as good as it could have been when you pick up the ball at the 20-yard line, looking to be. It's a score update again at halftime. Bismarck Century leads Fargo Shanley 28-15. Century will receive the kickoff to start the third quarter here in a couple of minutes. Davies' offense takes the field. It's going to be a four-man defensive front once again for the Mandan Braves as they've had most of the evening. Reed Hartness looks to be under center this time in an I formation with twin receivers out to the right-hand side for the Eagles. See if they're able to get something going right here. Just going to be a simple handoff this time up across the 25-yard line, fall into the 28 or so, looking to see on that.
Colton Almay on the carry.
That was Almay once again for a gain of three or so on that first down carry. So it'll set up second and seven from their own 29-yard line. We are under 10 minutes here to go in the third quarter. Do not forget to stay tuned for our Satellite Solutions post-game show along with our CI Apparel Player of the Game at the conclusion of this one, in which with how the tides have turned, you're almost thinking there could be some different guys in the mix for a CI Apparel Player of the Game here now after the last quarter and a half.
Well, exactly. And we saw that, you know, not even halfway through that first quarter, 14-0, and Davies scored on back-to-back plays as the play starts here, James.
Hartness takes his own handoff right there, looking off the left-hand side, ends up cutting it back to the right, going up across the 35 to the 40, taken down well past the first down marker. And Reed Hartness right there on that one's going to get a gain of about 8 yards.
It depends on he's walking. The ref's walking on an angle. Now he straightens it out. To the 43, I believe. Gain of about 14 there. So when he's actually had positive yards, it's been 14-yard plays. But, you know, going back to they scored on back-to-back drives to open up the game, and their offense hasn't produced anything for them. So they need to have a productive drive to kind of regain the momentum.
single back set right there. Man in motion to the right-hand side, looking just to hand it off to Wehrmeyer right there. This time up across the 45-yard line, falling forward. And that will set him up in second and very manageable right there after a 4-yard gain on first down. It looks to be
3.5.
4. Right there. So Wehrmeyer going to fall forward for a couple for that. About 6 foot, 220-pound senior right there, fullback. And he's got a big-bodied frame, and he's looking to use it tonight. Mm-hmm. And honestly, a guy we didn't hear a lot of early on was going to be Jackson Duttenheffer, mm-hmm. but he has really kind of picked up this defensive line for Mandan, and they've done a very good job here for most of the evening after that second possession. Going to be a quarterback keeper for Hartness as he's going to go off the right-hand side of the tackle. He's going to take a look to be about a dozen guys with him for a good 6-7 yards there. He has enough for a first down, as that was a gain right there of
about 9, I believe.
Looking to be good there for him. So,
well, that was a different formation. They still went to their double wing formation, but instead of having him under center, Hartness under center, he went back into the shotgun and then just followed his blocks. I think even Wehrmeyer might have been lead blocking on that run to the right there.
This time he's going to do a double wing under center, this time with Wehrmeyer in the backfield, looking to do the option, just hand it off to Wehrmeyer. Going to go take a couple of guys with him. Forward progress is going to get him down to the 40-yard line. That was, again, a 4 on first down for Wehrmeyer. Sets them up on a very manageable second down and 6 from the Mandan 40-yard line. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Davies has a 14-12 lead, and they're looking to try and make it a 2-score game here on this possession.
Well, this would also be good for Davies to not only get a score and have a positive drive, but also control the clock as well.
Looking for another triple option. Going to keep him himself this time, Hartness. And you're going to juke out a defender, but the second one's going to catch him. He's going to get a yard before he is driven backwards by just a behemoth 5 or 6 different Mandan Braves right there.
Well, he faked the handoff to the fullback up the middle, kept him himself, and then that left wing back came around behind him so that he did have an option to pitch it to him to that short side. But unfortunately, the defense filled their lanes, did their job, and there was no way that he was going to even be able to attempt any kind of pitch to the running back there.
Exactly. This time, the double wing formation, he's going to be in a shotgun set to his right-hand side. Wehrmeyer, one receiver split out right, motion, and he's going to have a man in motion. Hartness is going to keep himself up across the 35 to the 30. Inside the 20, he's got some open grass. Inside the 10 to the 5, and taken down right there inside the 5-yard line. Very strong run right there by Hartness. Great lead blocking by Wehrmeyer in a handful of Davies Eagles, and just like that, Davies is set up and first in goal from the 3-yard line.
I think it's the 3, but by my calculations up here, and that was a 36-yard run for Hartness. Much better running. When I talked at halftime about not going to him, going back to the running backs, but I mean, these are different running plays than they
exactly
ran in the first half, and these have been much more successful based on the fact they've got to bring a man in motion. He's got 2 blockers, and he's just following the blocks up the middle.
They're going to do the exact same thing right here, and he's going to be stuffed this time. Mandan snuffed that one out. So the last time it worked out very well because they had a wing back in motion. He was led by a fullback and Wehrmeyer, a second wing back in front of him, 1 wing back right behind him to give him a push if need be. They opened up a good 3-4 yard gap. He got 36 yards on it. This time, Mandan was sitting there ready for it, and he actually lost yards. It'll be second and goal from the 4.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that they're trying to run to the short side of the field over here. So, I mean, to me, it seems like when you've got that type of action where you've got a fullback leading you, you got a wing back coming across the formation to lead block, it seems like you'd want to get to the wide side of the field and try and stretch it to the corner.
Hartness this time under center looking for a little misdirection. They're going to hand it off, and that will be a Davies Eagles touchdown right there. Austin Harmson gets that one in from 4 yards out. 5:20 here to go in the third quarter. It's a 20-12 lead for the Davies Eagles. Nice. Austin Almay on that one?
I think it was Colton Almay is what I thought, since he lined up on the right wing back position.
You may be correct on that. I may have mixed up my 6 and my 8.
I'm not sure. You make me question myself, James.
Exactly. That's what we do sometimes. And that extra point is up and good. 21-12, Davies leads Mandan. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second breather. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. A 4-yard touchdown run by the Davies Eagles after a very good drive right there. They march it down, and it is a 21-12 lead, 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. They're up now. It's a two-score game since Mandan did not get an extra point at all. They didn't kick it, and they missed a two-point conversion. So now you're looking at a team that's had some good kind of rhythm offensively in Mandan the last couple of possessions. We'll see what they're able to do there, as that kick is very high by Davies. Looping and dropped at the 35-yard line, trying to fall out on it was Davies and Mandan, and a brave will have fallen on top of that one at the 40-yard line. That could have been very costly if you were the Mandan Braves if they didn't fall on it right there. So
yeah.
5:18 here to go in the third quarter, 21-12 in favor of the Davies Eagles over the Mandan Braves on the Hornbacher scoreboard. Mandan offense is back on the field. Looking to be in a pistol formation, this time four Lohman twin receivers to the left-hand side with one safety up top and a four-man defensive rush. Three-step drop, looking to try and find an open receiver. He's going to hit him right there. Going to go across 40 to the 30 to the 20. Anybody going to catch him? And no, that is a Mandan touchdown. Tyler Thilmany right there. First play of the drive is a 60-yard touchdown pass. Looks to be no flags on the field. The laundry is off, and it is a 21-18 Davies Eagles lead after a one-play possession by Mandan.
Great play design there by the Mandan Braves. Just kind of a looping wheel route to Thilmany down the sideline. And once Lohman just kind of laid that out in front of him and let him go get it, he was off to the races. Nobody from Davies was going to catch him. And it sets it up as a 21-18 score. And Mandan will once again go for 2 points. They're kind of troubled area inside the five. So we'll see if they can get it in for two.
Once again, they're going to be in a shotgun set. They will not go under center here. Twin receivers to the left. They're on the right side hatch. Looking to just do a handoff, trying to find an opening. Going to do a cutback, and that will be a converted two-point conversion there. Trying to check on that, I believe.
Kleinick.
It was Kleinick on that one. So it's a 21-20 Davies Eagles lead just like that, down to a one-point lead for them. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. That is the most efficient offense you can have. One play, one touchdown, 60 yards out. That was a great connection right there from Jay Lohman to Tyler Thilmany. And just like that, we have a 21-20 lead for the Davies Eagles. They'll get the ball back, 5:06 here to go in the third quarter. And that kick will go up and bounce to the 15, down to the 10. Almay looking to grab it there for himself up and to the 20-21-ish yard line. He'll get taken down right there. As Davies will take over at their own 21-yard line, 4:59 here to go in the third quarter. Hornbacher scoreboard reads Davies 21, Mandan 20. Davies offense coming back onto the field along with the Mandan defense. We'll see if Davies is able to get some type of score right here on this possession or what ends up happening here, because, I mean, even when the offense has been flowing, after that second possession here of that first quarter, Mandan's been able to handle them punch for punch to that point after that.
Actually, just want to go back to that blocked punt that was recovered for a touchdown. I'm seeing that it was credited to Jackson Dudenheffer.
Alrighty, look at that right there for that young man. Going to do a triple option right there. Going to keep it himself is Hartness, and he's going to get a yard on that one. Not a whole heck of a lot to see on there. Under 5 minutes here to go in the third quarter. Davies will be at 2nd and 9 from their own 22-yard line, trying to put together another scoring drive here. But after getting that two-point conversion, Mandan, the only way that they can make it a legitimate two-point possession game is if Davies were to score and to get a two-point conversion here back. So that was a very big two-point conversion for Mandan. Now turning it from a two, what would be a three-point deficit down to a one.
Oop,
that run
there
off the right-hand side of the tackle going to be eaten up right there. And it will be third down and very long for Davies after a loss of two.
That looked like another one of those plays that was not working in the second or in the first half. And so they went back to it once again, just tried that option, tried to get it to the outside. But it seemed like Hartness has been a little bit more successful when they've had that option play, but he's been able to cut it back up inside that tackle and kind of be more up the middle as opposed to just simply trying to get around the outside.
Davies offense trying to get set up, looking at their armbands, trying to figure out what play they want to run. Shotgun set, trips to the left-hand side. Hartness takes the snap, rolls out to the left-hand side, looking for an open receiver. Not much there, so he's going to roll it to the right. A lot of open grass right there. Going to go up across the 25 to the 30 to the 35. Runs out of bounds right there at about the 40-yard line. That is more than enough for an Eagles first down after a 21-yard run on 3rd and 11.
Great play by Reed Hartness to make something out of nothing. Rolled to his left where the three wide receivers had lined up. Nothing there. Got pushed back to his right. Came back to his right. Picked up a great block from one of his receivers over there. And then just took off down the sidelines and got enough for the first down. So awesome play there by Hartness to keep this drive going and try and get that momentum back on their side after giving up that big touchdown last drive by Manden.
First and 10, Davies once again under 3.5 here to go in the third quarter. Takes a handoff right there, and nothing on that gain. Going to be just a big old pile there taken to the ground with Wehrmeyer. Not much there at all. He won't get anything on that. So second down and 10 for Davies from their own 40-yard line.
And they really packed that in with that double wing formation there. They had two tight ends and the two wingbacks there, so no wide receivers out wide to pull any of those defenders away from, you know, the offensive line and that line of scrimmage.
Do not forget to stay tuned for our Satellite Solutions post-game show along with our CI Apparel player of the game in a shotgun double wing formation. This time, defensive tackle did jump for Mandan, and they're going to say encroachment. So it will go from 2nd and 10 to 2nd and 5 for Davies. We have 2:48 here to go in the third quarter with Davies leading by 1, 21-20. And now they're at a very manageable 2nd and 5 after drawing that encroachment.
Yeah, that was just a little over-anxiousness there for Mandan on the defensive side of the ball. I do see a 78 out there. I think Wehrmeyer, Dudenheffer is wearing 78 tonight. That's probably where the confusion came from.
Could be. I know he does have a couple of different numbers listed on there. I was told he was 62. That's what we're rolling with. It's going to be Reed Hartness off the right-hand side of the... And he's going to go across midfield for enough for a first down right there. He needed 5, and he's going to get himself 8. First and 10 from the Mandan 47-yard line. Davies, by our next snap, we should be under the 2-minute mark here in the third quarter. Great strong run right there by Hartness once again, waiting for a couple of his lead blockers in order to establish that run, and that's what they've done so much better here in the second half versus the first half.
And it's worked so well with just him following his blockers. Nice big block there by Wehrmeyer, but
once again, and it doesn't matter though, if you're going to have a couple of defensive backs come just slicing through the offensive line right there, and he's going to actually knock him down for a loss of 1.5 yards, almost 2 yards right there, as Hartness, instead of going from the right-hand side, try to go to the left-hand side this time, and that will be a loss of 2, so 2nd and 12 for Davies.
Just as I was going to say, there was a nice lead block by Wehrmeyer kicking out the defensive end. Then the linebackers flowed through and took down Hartness in the backfield.
It was a great kickout block. It was just you have 8 guys rushing, there's 5 guys blocking.
He can only block one guy at a time.
Exactly.
So.
Well, I mean, some guys are good enough where you can do 2 or big enough, but you weren't going to get 3 or 4 guys that size. Looking to do a little misdirection play right there, and that's going to go horribly wrong as they're backing wrong the wrong-hand side of midfield. Trying to grab on that.
And that looks like Alme is coming up gingerly.
So Colton Alme on that misdirection. He's going to lose a couple of yards. He is hurting bad right now, but he will not go to the ground. And they're going to need to call a timeout or something here as he is gingerly walking out to his split position at wideout. And we'll see if they're going to keep him in here. I don't think they should be. He's down. They're down to 3rd and 15 from their own 49-yard line. Alme to the right, trips to the left. Hartness takes the snap, looking for somebody, and they're going to hit Wehrmeyer there for a gain of about 3. And Alme, you can see very kind of gingerly, he only got about 7-8 yards off the ball in that, you know, 5-6 second play there as he hobbles himself to the sideline. So hopefully he's all right, and it's just a little bit of a tweak or something in his ankle or his calf type area right there. He's able to walk off, which is good, but we'll see if the trainer stretches him out and he'll be able to come back here for the fourth quarter. We have 30 seconds here to go in the third quarter, and it looks as though we're going to have a timeout. So 4th and 15, 21-20, Davies leads Mandan. We'll take a 30-second breather. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. Fourth down at about 12 for the Davies Eagles. We have 36 seconds to go in the third quarter. They have a 21-20 lead. And the one part of their game that has struggled tonight would be punting, and that is exactly what they're doing here from the 49-yard line of Mandan. with Mandan having one man deep to return, I don't know why they don't send all 10 of those other guys. And almost blocked again, but he gets it off, and it bounces at the 30-yard line, and that's all the roll they're going to get. So 29-28 seconds here to go in the third quarter. Mandan's going to take over at their own 30-yard line, and they're only trailing by one, and their offense, after that midway point of the second quarter, this last quarter and a half, has been flowing very efficiently, and they're looking to take a lead right here.
Well, you finally got into the end zone on that one possession in the second quarter, and then to start off the third quarter, they blocked a punt for a touchdown, and then they run that one big play after Davies got back in the end zone on that wheel route, so we'll see if they got something else in their bag of tricks that they can pull out to take the lead on this possession.
Going to be in a pistol set, three-step drop, looking for an open receiver on a wheel route. He's going to connect to Thilmoni again right there, taken down to the 45-yard line. And that was a great connection right there for 14 yards. And they'll set up for first and 10 once again. And I would just guess they're going to let the clock run out to zero here at the end of the third quarter.
That was that same play. I'm going to have to keep an eye on where Thilmoni's lining up at, because he's coming. It seemed like he was coming across the field on that one, then turns it up. So kind of a wheel route, but if he didn't start on that same side of the field.
Twins left, going to get one more play off here before the end of the third quarter. Trying to hit a wheel route this time, looking for Trey Tights, and incomplete there. Throws it away. That is the end of the third quarter. So we will take another quick break. Davies has a 21-20 lead. Second and 10 from their own 44-yard line. It will be Mandan when we come back. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100. Just when you think high school football can't get any better, after West Fargo was down 21-7 going to the fourth quarter, they end up coming back, getting it to a 21-20 game, minute and a half to go. They go for the extra point to tie it. It gets blocked, and they end up losing that state quarterfinal game. So Cheyenne has a date with Bismarck High next week, and we have a 21-20 game going in the fourth quarter with Mandan with the football down by a one. And this is absolutely phenomenal football here this evening. They're going to do a handoff out of the pistol formation up across the 45-yard line, and that'll be a gain of about three right there. That was number three, Ben Kleinek, on that carry. So I'll line them up at third and six, I believe, on that one, depending on between the line judge and whoever's holding that stick. One says seven, one says six. Half the time, I don't know what's going on.
We do have to realize that they are volunteers doing this job, so it's not like they're getting anything.
Their son's probably on the team.
Maybe.
So you're like, oh, Tim, he got 9 yards, not four. Come on, what are you doing? You know what I mean there? Looking to do a pistol formation, one running back to his left, shifts to his right-hand side. There are twin receivers to the left-hand side. A couple of blitzers for Davies. Just do a handoff up the middle, going to go across midfield. Going to get a handful of yards right there. That is number 47, James Bernhardt, on that carry. So that'll set him up. I would guess they're in four down territory. That should be fourth and one
and a yard,
right there.
Yeah.
So that was a gain of six right there for Bernhardt. And you have to go for it if you're Mandan right here.
Yeah.
You have all the momentum in the world, and you're going to do it here once again. They're going to go out with that same formation they had last time, see what they can do with Lowman trying to do it. One receiver motions
bad
to the right.
Snap.
Bad snap. Fumbled. Trying to recover, and he's going to be taken down across midfield. He goes down. That's turnover on downs. Davies will take over from the 47, 48-ish yard line of Mandan. 10:35 to go in the game. Davies has a 21-20 lead in the Hornbacher scoreboard, and they're trying to get more. I'm sure that they're hungry right here after that big defensive stop right there.
Yeah, that was a play that just was not going to go anywhere. Bad snap on that one. Almost went over Lohman's head. He was able to corral it, but then he didn't know whether if he should try and make a play passing it or if he should just try and run, but he had no opportunity to do either. And now Davies starts their next possession in Mandan Braves territory with the chance to maybe, put a nail in the coffin if they can get a big drive going here.
I formation, one receiver split out to the left-hand side. Hartness is under center. Going to send the full house, it looks like, and they're going to give a handoff right there to Wehrmeyer, who's going to go barreling across the 45 to the 40, diving forward to the 37-yard line.
Enough for a first down.
And that will be just enough right there, as that was a gain of 10 for Wehrmeyer.
Nice run by Wehrmeyer. Just a fullback dive right up the middle and just comes rumbling in and just gets tripped up and dives forward, gets that first down. So Also, for Davies this drive, obviously we're in the fourth quarter. You're up by one. It's important to get points this drive, but also real important to take off a lot of time on the clock. If you can take your time, take 6-7 minutes off the clock, you set yourself up to win this game.
Double wing formation showing blitzes. Man down, looking to do a little bit of misdirection.
Trick play.
To see who has the ball. They're looking to throw it right there. Downfield, pass is incomplete.
The pass was attempted, I believe, by number 82 is what I saw.
That's who
82 is Stetson Kuntz. Nope, that's for Mandan. I'm sorry. Ray Brown. Ray Brown for Davies attempted to throw that pass deep. I'm not sure who he intended for, if it was for Alme or if it was for, who's number 28, Harmson?
It could have been for Harmson there, but regardless, I saw a triple option, and then I saw a double reverse, and then I saw the only guy I didn't think had the football rolled out for a pass.
Well, I thought it was going to be a simple, okay, you're running the option to the left, you flip it to your wide receiver on the opposite direction, you're going to be able to run it that way, but he wanted to throw it.
Looking to do a little misdirection again right there, going to hand it off and lose a couple of yards on that. Third down, a long play, and that wasn't Alme. He's not back in already, is he?
Alme is number 26, correct?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is in.
Wow, I cannot believe he came back in. He ended up losing himself about 2 yards there, and he is a tough little young man right there. As I say, little, he's 5'11", 190 pounds. I mean, he's got me by a couple of inches.
James, nobody knows how tall we are, so you know,
exactly.
We can both be 6'5". We don't have to
tell
everybody.
I just gave it away right there.
I did want to point out last time when Davies punted, they went from that rugby Australian rules type of kick, rolling to your right, kicking it, just to a normal straight snap and a kick. But now, obviously, on this fourth down, there looks like they're going to go for it, but now they're going to have to call a timeout.
Yeah, they're going to call a timeout. We'll take a short break. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. Welcome back to Davies High right here.
This is the crazy train, James.
It is. That's what I'm wondering. I'm James McCarty with Jace Denman, and it's actually third and 12.
We went to break, and we both looked at each other. James goes, it's only third down. I'm like, what? You said it was fourth, so I went with fourth. So I was waiting for a punt, but they were going to go for it at the 40, and here it turns out it's third and 12. So we're all discombobulated up here in the booth.
Right here. I don't know. Maybe it's the lack of oxygen this high up in the booth.
I know.
I have no idea. Regardless, Hartness is going to take the snap, three-step. To rolling out to his right-hand side, trying to find the receiver deep. That's Alme, and in and out of his hands, knocked out by a corner right there. Great defensive play by Mandown, and it will now be fourth down and 12 for Davies. 9:06 here to go in the fourth quarter. Davies has a 21-20 lead over Mandown on the Hornbacher scoreboard, and they will be punting it back over to Mandown here on this next play.
So as I was saying right before the break, previously, they had that kind of rugby-style kick when you're kind of rolling to your right and kicking with your right foot, to last time just a straight, normal, old-school punt, straight, just drop it and kick it quick. And so they've had to make an adjustment because of the pressure that Mandan puts on. High snap, though.
Right there. He's able to get it off, but it may have gotten a fingertip on it. That was not a good punt by any means. He's only going to get a net gain of about 3 or 4 yards there as it kind of wobbles awkwardly.
To the 37?
So, yeah, that's a net gain of 5 yards then right there. So you're looking 8:57 here to go in the game, 21-20. Davies leads Mandan, but Mandan has the football in good field position at their own 36-yard line. And one thing real quick for that snap-off, I love that we have like a section of the booth about 12 feet to ourselves. You trying to do an actual analogy and walking me through how they kicked the football is hilarious, and I wish we had a camera for people to watch at home. They're going to do a quarterback keeper right there, and he's only going to get himself a yard or two on that first down carry right there for Lohman.
I think the thought of the pressure, having a punt blocked already this evening, is weighing on the mind of the punter, Dylan Pogue. And he just simply tried to get that punt off when the pressure was coming. He gets the kick off, but he gets it off the side of his foot and gets, I think, a 4-yard net punt. So sometimes that happens.
Exactly. Twin receivers out to the left-hand side. 8:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Takes a snap, does a handoff. Going to go up across the 40-yard line, take a spin move with the defender.
Power run.
Up to the 45-yard line. Very good aggressive run right there by Mandan.
Barnhart on the carry.
Barnhart with his best carry of the evening for the senior 5'10", 185-pound fullback right there. He gets a gain of 7 on that second down carry. So sets them up with a very manageable third and a yard at their own 46-yard line. We have under 8 minutes here to go in the game. Mandan, at this point, if you're thinking about it, just like you said with Davies in their last drive, eat up some clock.
Oh, yeah.
You score a touchdown with 3 minutes left, and that puts Davies in a position where they probably need to throw the football, and they're not most comfortable doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
Once again, we're going to have Lohman in the shotgun set. Just going to do another handoff right there, but he's going to get smoked to the line of scrimmage. And
we'll see where they mark it.
They're going to...
They're running out. I think he got it. I think the way they're marking his forward progress.
That looked to be Barnhart once again. He's going to get an actual gain of a yard on that one, and that is all he's going to get as he crossed the line of scrimmage, kind of stuck out the football here, mm-hmm. and then he got sent crashing down backwards.
Well, Davies knew that that was coming. They sent the run blitz that time to try and clog up the middle, but Barnhart, you know, their biggest running back, and he just powered forward, leaned forward enough with that offensive line to get credit for the first down. So it brings up a new set of downs from Mandan, first and 10 at their own 46, 47-yard line.
Twin receivers to the right, I formation. Lehman trying to do a handoff right there, a spin move, and falling forward to the 45-yard line. On that one, Dakota Sweeney on that carry. He's going to get himself a good 8 yards on that carry.
I believe it was Kleinick. Question mark?
We'll wait when they come back out here. You may be right on that. Yeah, you were right.
I know.
I don't like admitting that.
I know. Nice run. He broke a tackle in the backfield to make things happen and gets a gain of almost 9.
Going to do another handoff right there up across the 45-yard line to the 43, 42, falling forward to the 40. That'll be enough for a first down for Mandan.
Nice start to this drive for the Mandan Braves. Just using some power running to get up the field there. Back-to-back runs by Barnhart and then back-to-back runs by Kleinick to get back-to-back first down. So we're at the halfway point of the fourth quarter at the 40-yard line of Davies. Another first and 10 for Mandan.
Going to be in a pistol formation this time with Lohman trying to make something happen for the Braves. One receiver off to each end. He's going to just throw a little out route at the 35-yard line. He's going to be caught, taken down by a couple of Davies Eagles right there.
I think that was Philmoney, wasn't it?
Trying to see who's on the possession there.
Down to the 35, though. Game
so
five.
Yeah, five on that first down pass right there.
So, you know, they're not in a rush or anything. They're, you know, eating up part of the clock. They started this drive at 8:57. We're already at down to 5.5 here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 5:23 and counting. Going to be a first down carry, or a second down carry, excuse me. Handoff going to fall down to the 31-yard line. That'll be third down and one now after that run.
That was, if you look at that play, James, that was a little interesting. So Barnhart comes in motion from that left wing back position, loops back to the quarterback after he gets a snap. He receives a handoff. The tailback behind Lohman, he doesn't even flinch. So, there's no deception there. That tailback is just simply there. He's not lead blocking. He's not doing anything. I don't know if that's something you could file away that Mandan could go to and do something with in the future to catch Davies by surprise.
We'll see as they're kind of having that same formation right there, looking to do a play action, trying to catch a receiver. He catches it right there at the 10, inside the 5, and that will be a Mandan touchdown just like that. 4:36 to go in the game. It's a 26-20 Mandan lead over Davies.
Nice back shoulder fade. Thilmoney was able to turn around and catch it. The defender fell down, and he was off to the end zone with reservations for 6.
Wow. Right there. How far was that catch right there?
I'll have to...
On it? I'm trying to...
Hold on. It was,
I was excited
31.
About the 31-yard touchdown right there by Thilmoney.
And now Mandan's going to have to go for 2 to try and make this a 7-point game. They're lining us up on the right hash mark, James, so they've got the wide side of the field to the left. It'll be interesting to see what they dial up for this 2-point conversion that could give them a 7-point lead.
Exactly. 26-21 at the moment, 4:36 here to go in regulation. Pistol formation, twin receivers to the left-hand side. Lohman takes the snap, looking for a receiver on a slant route, and no good. Incomplete pass, 4:36 here to go in the game. 26-20, Mandan just took the lead on Davies. We'll take a short break. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. .436 to go in regulation after a 31-yard touchdown pass to Thilmoney. 26-21, Mandan leaves the Davies Eagles here in the fourth quarter, and the two-point conversion was no good, so you went from It's a 5-point lead now. It could have been a 7. So Davies only needing a touch. Well, they need a touchdown now, but that could close out the game. So we'll see what ends up happening here on that scrape kick. They're going to take it after it was fumbled at the 35-yard line and going to go 37-38. They're kind of pushing the pile.
It's Wehrmeyer,
right
though.
Right-hand side. And
still going.
Wehrmeyer gets himself across the 40 up to about the 43-yard line. You'd have thought he'd been down to the 36, but
he took a good
15 guys with him.
And so they'll start that next possession all the way out at the 43-yard line, I believe, James. So an 8. I mean, that's one of the toughest 8-yard returns you'll ever see in football. I mean, I thought he was down 5 minutes ago, and he's still just plowing ahead along with his guys, pushing and pulling him along the way.
Exactly. It was just, I thought he was down, and then he kept going. I thought he was down again, and then all of a sudden I saw everybody keep moving again, looking to have twin receivers on each end, 4:25 to go in regulation, 26-21, Mandan over Davies. Hartness with the snap, going to do a quarterback keeper, trying to find an opening across the right-hand side of the tackle, going to go up across midfield. And that's about all he'll get up to midfield. They're going to mark it. And that
was a nice
gain of 7 on first down.
That was a nice run there. We'll see if Davies continues in that type of format, going to four wide receiver look with one back in the backfield next to the quarterback, trying to spread things out. We'll see if Hartness wants to try and throw the ball more, if they still want to be taking their time and still continue to work on that run game. I mean, they've got around 4 minutes left here in the fourth quarter.
Looking to be a shotgun set for Hartness. He's going to take a handoff himself, and he's going to get knocked back about a yard behind the line of scrimmage there. They're going to blow the whistle dead, and it will be 3rd and 5, I should say, for the Davies Eagles on this next play.
That's something that's kind of been, makes me scratch my head a little bit. It seems like they've kind of done that too many times, where they go back to the same play that had just worked for them, and you got to kind of keep them on their toes. Obviously, then since they just saw that play, they went right back to it. Just a quarterback draw out of that four wide receiver set.
Going to be once again that looks to be from my angle. Pistol formation, technically still going to drop back, looking for an out route. He's going to complete
the
pass right there, up across the 40 to the 35, down inside the 33, 32 right there. That looks to be Andrew Lockway on that reception. Wow, first reception of the evening for him right there on 3rd and 7. They get the first down.
All the way down to the 30-yard line.
19-yard completion right there.
I think it was actually 21, James, because it was on their own 49-yard line. Gets all the way down to the 30. Gains 21.
You're correct, yeah.
I know. But I got an app, though, that helps me
keep
track of it.
Exactly. I'm just trying to...
Just wait for me to push the little football thingy, and it'll tell you.
Something like that. Looking to do roll out, decides to keep himself.
Ooh, almost.
He dropped right there. Nice cut in, trying to cut off that route right there. Looked to be Kleinecht, and he sprawled out like a lemur there, trying to intercept that football. Just was not quite able to hold on to it there.
I was not expecting a lemur reference.
He looked like he was going, you'd think, from one tree to the other, and he just wasn't able to hold on.
For a second, it looked like his receiver was open. I think that was intended for, Isaac Schultz, and he just stepped in front of that one.
Looking to find another open receiver right there. Once again, trying to hit number 11, Andrew Lockway, not quite able to. He overthrew him a bit. And a little high there, so it'll be 3rd down and 10 from the 30-yard line. 2:53 to go in the game. Davies?
They've still got time, but these last two plays, not so much, maybe not the one to Schultz, but this last play, there were two wide receivers kind of too close to each other on that left-hand side of the field, and he felt like he forced it a little bit. You didn't need to get all 10 yards on one play. You've got a couple plays here to make this first down.
Hartness looking for a screen pass right there, and he throws it to Wehrmeyer, but there was a whole lot of congestion there. Ball was knocked loose, and it will be 4th down and 10 with 2:49 to go in the game. Davies, and they need to go for it here, especially when you're seeing your punting game. You know you can't make a field goal from that far out.
On that right-hand side of that offensive line, that's where Dittenhofer is lining up, and he's causing some problems, not allowing Hartness a lot of time to really be able to think of what he wants to do there once that snap comes. So now we've got a 4th and 10 with 2:49 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
Dettenhafer's been doing a good job of going to the wide side of the field for most of the game, kind of clogging up a little bit right there. Rolling out right, Hartness, good block, trying to get on Dettenhafer. Hartness is going to try and take it himself. He's going to get taken down a good 3-4 yards short right there, the first down. That'll get him a handful, 7 or so yards, but that doesn't really matter when it was 4th down and 10.
Yeah, he had to try and make something happen, tried to take off running and tried to make something happen, and unfortunately he does come up short. 2:39 here on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Davies has two timeouts remaining, so they can stop the clock twice, so they're going to have to play solid defense and get the ball back with probably, if they call two quick timeouts, they might still have a minute and a half or something left in the game by the time they
around,
get the ball back.
Around there, yeah. I mean, it's very tough right now when you're looking at it. Going to be a pistol formation for Lowman. See what Mandan decides to come up with here with twin receivers left-hand side. They're on the short side of the field to the right. Just going to do a handoff, what you would expect, and it's going to be eaten up by Davies there at the line of scrimmage. No gain there on that carry for trying to
number three
grab right there.
Kleinik.
Kleinik on that one. That'll be a 30-second timeout, and we'll stay right here. Do not forget to stay tuned for our Satellite Solutions post-game show, along with our CI Apparel player of the game at the conclusion of this one, as Davies is down to one timeout. When we come back, or when they come back, it'll be 2nd and 10 from the 30-yard line of Mandan with 2:31 to go in the game. Mandan has a 26-21 lead in the Hornbacher scoreboard, and in midway through the first quarter, Davies had a 14-0 lead, and you thought they may walk into the semifinals
exactly.
of the state tournament, but Mandan has came back firing, and they did not give up, and they scratched, they clawed, they did everything in their power, and just like that, you go from, you know, 54 minutes to go in the game, you're down two scores to 2.5 to go. You're up five.
Well, exactly. I mean, they really had to do what they can to hang around. Obviously, they took eight tries to get in the end zone for the first time this evening. And since then, you know, they started off the second half with a blocked punt. Then they had a big long touchdown pass on a wheel route. Then they got another long touchdown pass to get it to 26-21. And now you're just trying to work the clock in your favor. 2:33 to go here on 2nd and 10.
Pistol formation, going to be four linemen rushing for Davies. See what they muster up here. They're going to do a pass. Actually, Lowman trying to hit a receiver deep. Going to overthrow him just a hair right there. He's trying to hit his favorite target, Tyler Thilmoni, on that, but was not able to connect. So that really votes well in favor of Davies because
yeah.
now they have a timeout left, and it's 3rd and 10. So if you're looking from Mandan's perspective, you can run it, make them burn that timeout, possibly get the first down and almost ice it, or throw it and try and ice it. But if it's incomplete, then Davies has a timeout, 2 minutes left. It'll be interesting to see what they come out with here.
It's hard to wonder what the coach is thinking, because if you go for it and you're forced to punt, you've got to feel good, confident about your defense so you can stop them, because Davies does not really fancy themselves as a passing team.
Exactly. Lowman takes a snap. They're going to do a handoff off the right-hand side of the tackle. Going to get himself a couple of yards, cutting back to the left and taken down by a host of Eagles there. A gain of one, maybe two.
I think he got a couple out to the 25.
Three yards there on that third down carry. So Davies will take that final timeout. We'll take a 30-second breather. 2:22 to go in the game. Mandan has a 26-21 lead. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag.
Down it.
We are back to the action as Mandan just took the punt there up across midfield up to the 48-yard line. Davies will take over at their own 48, 2:12 to go in the game. It's a 26-21 Mandan lead over Davies. We do have a score update. After three quarters of play, Century has a 35-22 lead over Shanley. So Shanley trailing by two scores here. You know their offense is more than capable of it. It's their defense that you got to wonder if they're going to be able to hold Century to no more points
yeah.
here and get a couple of scores.
Well, they need to hurry up and score in that game, that's for sure, because Century, with that big offensive line they have, they can really just dominate the time of possession.
2:12 here to go in the fourth quarter. Going to be a shotgun set for Hartness. Twin receivers to the right, one to the left. Looking to take a three-step drop. There's a flag on the field.
Got
long pass
him.
Right there. Completes it up inside the 20 to the 10. But we're going to see what that laundry is on the field, and that may have negated a very, very long pass right there. Looking to be Oliver Lucht on that one, it seems to be. And we're going to see, is it a holding penalty? Is it an illegal motion? Waiting for the official confirmation. Davies marching back. They're not very happy. And
false start? Or illegal procedure?
Illegal procedure. So you go from 1st and 10. You complete a 34, 35
down
yard.
Down to the 10-yard line.
So you're looking, and actually, that's what, 42 yards you're looking at, and now you lose 5 yards. It's 1st and 15, 2:04 to go. That was a great pass and catch right there from Hartness to Lucht, and it's negated there due to that. Trying again is Hartness as he gets pressure, trying to roll out right, just heaves the ball downfield, trying to complete it to Alme, or excuse me, that's not Alme, that is
Hartness.
Hartness on that one. Austin Harmson on that, and looking to be kind of a little pushing and shoving by both guys there as they try to complete the pass. That's incomplete. Second and 15, 1:58 to go here in the fourth quarter. Mandan has the 26-21 lead over Davies. We will see what Davies is able to muster up here on this third down and 15 play, as you've seen a great pass on this possession now by Hartness. You've also seen a little bit of an overthrow on him here. We'll see if they're able to block for 3 or 4 seconds to give Hartness time to for the play to develop, for him to get a pass right there. Five-man rushing, no time to throw. He just heaves it, and it's completed right there, and that'll be close to the first down marker. He completed that pass right there to Alme, who comes up limping once again, but seems to be okay enough to go back in, and they are very close to that first down marker. Are they going to grab the chains, or?
Yep, got the first down all
they're
the way down to the 41-yard line.
There, so that was a 15-yard gain on that one. As Hartness was pressured, two men basically went untouched up the middle, and as he was falling to the ground, just threw a bullet, was able to complete it right there, and that is exactly how they're going to get that first down. Taking the snap, looking to do the same thing, rolling out to the right-hand side. Hartness just decides, let's throw this one away. Let's regroup. We're going to go to second down and 10 here after that incomplete pass. 1:44 here to go in the fourth quarter.
He was under pressure there by Jackson Duttenheffer.
Exactly.
He's trying to roll to his right to extend the play. Nobody's open, but then there's Duttenheffer just breathing down his neck, and he's just got to try and chuck that one down the field and save for another play.
Yeah, he is an absolute stud, and you can see why NDSU wanted him. He's been up in Hartness's face all evening. Hartness drops back 3 steps looking for somebody. Bullet pass right there, trying to connect. Looking to be Tristan Wynn on that one. I believe that was number one. And haven't seen much of him this evening, the senior wide receiver. And it was kind of a bullet pass, but it seemed almost a little bit lazy there.
Yeah, I mean, you're having to put Wormeyer, the fullback, in there to help out on Duttenheffer on that side to give some additional time for Hartness to throw the ball. But now there's not that additional help there.
Third down and 10, trips to the right, 3-step drop for Hartness, trying to find a deep pass right there. Over,
we had
him just by a hair, trying to connect with the receiver there. And that'll be fourth down and 10 now from their own 41-yard line is Davies.
Well, it sort of seems, though, that what we've seen these last two drives, that, you know, we've got another fourth and 10. Davies will get some yardage on a play, and then they're trying to just simply hit a home run ball from the 40-yard line when, you know, not saying that you should run the ball because you don't have much time left, but you're still got a minute and a half left. It seems like they should have taken some shorter, you know, crossing patterns. Now we got a timeout by Mandan. You should do some things to set yourself up so you have third and manageable, fourth and short, rather than just trying to chuck it 20 yards down deep at a time. I mean, I think you've got, in a sense, more time than you realize right now.
When we come back, there'll be a minute 34 on the clock. Fourth and 10 for Davies from the 41-yard line. 26-21, Mandan lead. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. As we come back from that break, there was hard pressure right there by Reed Hartness. He rolled out to the right-hand side, trying to throw a pass, just anything desperately at that first down marker, was knocked down by a defensive back, come flying in by Mandan, knocked it loose, pass is incomplete, turnover on downs, Davies. Davies is not able to stop the clock. There's a minute 27 to go in the game, and Mandan, it looks to be, is going to pull the upset here on the Fargo Davies Eagles as they lead 26-21, and they're just going to take a couple of knees right here.
Yeah, no timeouts left for Davies. They can't stop the clock. So Mandan's just going to take, like you said, 3 knees, maybe only 2, depending on how they run the clock on the play clock. Some things I was saying down towards the break and before the break was that Davies, they got the ball to the 30-yard line the previous possession. This last time they got it to the 40-yard line. And instead of taking what the defense would give them, taking 5, 7, 10 yards at a time, it seemed like 8 plays in a row once they got on the other side of the 50-yard line of Mandan. They just simply tried to hit the touchdown pass each time as opposed to working the way down the field. Now, I don't know if that's by play design or what Hartness had seen from the quarterback position, but either way, those last 8 plays for Davies did not work out, mm-hmm. and Mandan's going to walk out of here with the upset victory over the second-place EDC team, and they will travel back home to Mandan, and next week they're going to match up most likely against
Bismarck Century. It seems to be that. We have another score update from that as the clock's winding down. Bismarck Century is a 42-22 lead here now with under 10 minutes to go against Fargo Chandler. So it seems to be the night where the ball is not rolling in favor of Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
West Fargo goes down 21-20 against Bismarck High earlier this evening. Chandler is down 42-22 in the fourth quarter against Bismarck Century. And Davies has just been upset by the Mandan Braves at home. The number 2 seed in the East goes down against the number 3 seed in the West. 26-21 is your final. The Mandan Braves upset the Fargo Davis Eagles. Stay tuned for our Satellite Solutions post-game show after this short break. You're listening to the Aldevron High School Sports Network on AM 1100, The Flag. Welcome to your Satellite Solutions postgame show from Davies High School. I'm James McCarty with Jay Stemmen, and just like that, we have our first upset of the Class 3A State Quarterfinals Tournament here as the Mandan Braves, the number 3 seed in the West, take down the hosting 2 seed in the East, the Fargo Davies Eagles, 26-21, and I'm going to keep harping on it. I thought Davies was going to run away with this one tonight after seeing those first 2 touchdowns, but Mandan never had, you never saw anything in their eye. You would have thought that, you know, they just whatever, fixed it, and they rocked and rolled here the last 3 quarters, basically.
Well, they were down, you know, 21-6, and they get a 26-21 win, so they scored the last 20 points of the game all in the second half. I mean, you finally get in the end zone late in the second quarter, and that might have been the turning point. If their offense had not gotten it into the end zone for a second time inside the 3, you know, maybe there's some self-doubt, but they got it in the end zone there, and then from then on, they came out with a mistake on Davies' part on that opening kickoff of the second half. Instead of getting the ball, you know, kicking it out of bounds and getting it at your own 35, you start inside your own 5-yard line. And then it seemed like things kind of unraveled. Davies had some issues in the punting game. They got the punt blocked. Didn't have her recovered for the touchdown. And then from then on, you know, once they got that one wheel route down the sideline for the touchdown to cut it to a 1-point game, they had figured out Davies' offense or something. They were not allowing them to really get things going because they did have one drive in the second half that got them up to 21.
And, I mean, one young man we didn't talk a whole heck of a lot about this evening was Jackson Duttenheffer, mm-hmm. but he played phenomenal. He forced multiple times Reed Hartness, who would try and roll out. He forced him back into the pocket, into some bad throws, into trying to run and just find something up the middle, not getting anything there. He ended up with a sack or two himself. Mm-hmm. He ended up recovering a fumble for a touchdown, or off a blocked punt, for a touchdown. Played absolutely phenomenal. And he, I don't want to say single-handedly, but it seemed whenever the wide side of the field was, they just moved Jackson Duttenheffer over there, and after that first couple of possessions, Davies had a quick 14. Once they started moving him around, kind of getting some mismatches, Truman Wehrmeyer did his best to kind of keep him under control, but having an extra, you know, 35 pounds or so on a 6'3", 255-pound frame, Duttenheffer really took this Mandan Braves defense, and he ran with it, and he said, okay, we're down 14-0. This is how we're going to play the rest of the game. And it worked out in Mandan's favor as they came out and they are victorious 26-21.
Absolutely. I mean, you had to put Wehrmeyer over on that side to provide some extra help to whatever tackle on whatever side Duttenheffer lined up on, because you could see it on those passing plays down the end. Now, granted, Davies doesn't want to become a primarily passing team towards the end of the game. You could tell that based on their passing on those last 2 drives and how they kind of came up empty, you could see that wasn't their preference, because Duttenheffer was just simply putting pressure on you. You had to put Wehrmeyer over there as well, so that takes away another one of your receivers that could be your safety valve. So he really affected the game that way, and the way Jace Lohman responded throughout this game, and obviously finding Filmoni twice for big touchdowns in the late third and then into the fourth quarter. I mean, you know, we've got a choice ahead for a player of the game, but you know, just a great effort by Mandan to stick with it, because, like you said, going all the way back to what we said before, halfway, not even halfway through the first half, it looked like Davies was going to run away with this one. And for whatever reason, Mandan made the plays, but obviously Davies kind of allows them to stick around a little bit. And it was kind of the same thing that happened when we saw Fargo South come to this place.
Satellite Solutions has been your local source for Dish and DirecTV for the last 20 years and counting. They're a family-owned and operated company that can provide you with custom service that you can't get online or from an 800 number. We offer all the same promotions and discounts you see nationally, but with Satellite Solutions, you can actually talk to someone right here in town. At Satellite Solutions, you are more than just a number. You are our neighbor. So, support local business. Give us a call at 701-235-1500. With a few short questions, we'll make sure that you get the TV service you're looking for. Now offering streaming TV with AT&T TV. We have another score update on the other side of the state. Bismarck Century is running away with it now here in the fourth quarter. We have 7 minutes to go, and they now lead Fargo-Shanley 49-22. So it's just looking to be a tough night all around on the eastern side of the state as the western side is kind of dominating right now. Mm-hmm. Cheyenne is the only team from the east now that is going to move on to the semifinals. They're also the only team that's alive that hasn't played in the state tournament yet.
Say, they were the only team that didn't play, so that therefore they could not lose. But, yeah, not a great night for things. I mean, I thought obviously West Fargo had a chance against Bismarck, and it looked at early on in that game like that one was going to get away from them and they were going to get the doors blown off. But they fought back, made a valiant effort, came up just short. And then we saw a very good effort tonight by Mandan to scratch and claw and find a way to take this game. And, you know, you got to give credit to Lohman and Thilmoni for hooking up twice to really give it to them. So do you want to go over stats now, or do you want to take a break and come back and do stats?
We'll take a break. We'll do stats, CI Apparel Player of the Game. We'll preview Flag Sports Saturday, all that good stuff. You're listening to the Satellite Solutions postgame show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Dance, 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 all those things I shouldn't do, but you
We have one final segment for you tonight on the Satellite Solutions postgame show. I'm James McCarty with Jace Denman, and we are at Fargo Davies High, and the Mandan Braves just pulled the biggest upset of the state tournament to this point, beating Fargo Davies after they were down 14-0 midway through the first quarter. They came out and ended up pulling it out 26-21, and this is something that not very many people were going to see around the state and thought that could happen, but Mandan is proving they proved everybody wrong. Anybody that doubted them, they said, you know what, we're going to take this, we're going to run with it. And now they have a date with whoever ends up winning that Century-Shanley game, and it's looking to be Century at the moment.
Yeah, and they're going to have, obviously, a tough matchup. They're going to have their hands full against Shanley, Century. I believe they actually played them very tough early in the season. I want to say it was 17-6. They actually had
it very quick. It was pretty close.
They actually had a bigger deficit when they lost to Bismarck High School as opposed to Bismarck Century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Bismarck Century, they played them at home, and Century won 17-6. So it was 11-point loss. When they went to Bismarck High, it was a 49-21 loss.
Right, so it was one of those nights. And obviously, early on in this game, it could have ended up the same way when they got down 14-0. They could have easily hung their heads and just went home, and especially when they came up short on a fourth and goal there in the second quarter. But they got a second chance after the defense rose up. Kept Davies from gaining any first downs there after that possession. Then they got the ball inside the five once again and then finally broke into the end zone. So with all that being said, your final stats, total offense, Mandan ends up with 281 yards total offense, Davies with 266. Passing, 164 yards passing for Mandan on 7-16 passes, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception for Jace Lohman. Passing on the Davies side, 72 yards, 6 of 18, 1 touchdown, 1 interception for Reed Hartness. Rushing attack, 117 yards for Mandan, 194 for Davies. Time of possession, approximately 22.5 for Mandan, 25-16 for Fargo Davies. First downs, pretty even. Third down conversions, also pretty even, although it was actually pretty not impressive. 2 of 12 for Mandan, 4 of 12 for Davies. Fourth down conversions, 2 of 5 for Mandan, 1 of 3 for Davies. Your statistical leaders, like I said, Lohman had those passing yards and the 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. Reed Hartness, 1 touchdown and 1 interception. Rushing, Clank, I'm having a brain fart with his name now.
Kleinert.
Kleinert had 14 carries, 79 yards. Barnard had 10 carries for 21 yards. Sweeney had 4 carries for 15. Jay Sloman, 5 carries, 2 yards. Brendan Palmer looks like he got a couple carries for his no gain. Reed Hartness, 18 carries for 102 yards with leading rusher for Fargo Davies. Wormeyer had 11 carries, 51 yards, and a touchdown. Colton Almay had 10 carries, 33 yards, and a touchdown. Austin Harmson had 1 carry for 8 yards. Leading receivers for Davies, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different receivers all catch a pass, but their leading receiver for them as far as number of reception was Colton Almay, who had 2. On the other side, there's only one guy that was catching passes tonight from Jay Sloan, and that was Tyler Thomoni. 7 receptions, 164 yards, and 3 touchdowns. The big play on defense for Mandan was obviously Jackson Duttenhafer had the fumble recovery for a touchdown for Mandan. Mm-hmm. And that's really all of your main statistics for tonight. So a very overall even type of matchup. Not a lot of passing, a lot more running. And Mandan escapes with the 26-21 upset win over Davies.
So I suppose that leaves us with our CI Apparel player of the game. And I just keep looking at it, and I want to kind of give it to Thilmoni. You were kind of talking to me with Lohman, and I'm kind of looking at here, and I would almost right away say Thilmoni just because
you're looking at it,
7 catches, 160 mm-hmm. yards, 3 touchdowns, but Jace Lohman,
mm-hmm.
first pass of the game, interception.
Yep.
First play on offense for Davies, touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Next three plays, they go 3 and out, and it's a 14-0 Davies lead. Lohman at that point could have packed it in and said, guys, yeah. It was a fun time. We had a great career here at Mandan High School. Let's go our separate ways, and we'll talk, you know, once we get back from Christmas break our freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, he turned it on, started completing passes, making the reads, giving good handoffs on options to Barnhart, Kleinect, Sweeney, even took a couple rushes himself. He got Thilmoni involved in the offense, mm-hmm. and I don't think you can do anything but give a co-player of the game right now
sure.
to both Lohman and Thilmoni right there. Those two young men on the offensive end of the ball with a very balanced running attack. Dakota Sweeney had a couple early on, but between James Barnhart and Ben Kleinect, they really took the workload for the most part rushing it, but they don't put 26 points up on the board if you don't have that quarterback to wide receiver connection tonight.
Oh, absolutely. They came up with that play call, kind of a wheel route or whatever. They had the wide receiver dragging across, and then he turns it upfield. And they went to that a couple times, and it worked both times. I mean, and if you look at his stats, he was 7-16 passing, and I think he was 0 for his first, probably his first 4 pass attempts. So he might have finished the game 7-12 for 164 yards and 3 touchdowns. So you take away those first 4 or 5 passes, and boom, he's had a pretty productive evening. So co-players, Jace Lohman and Tyler Thilmoni, I think that's a great choice. I mean, no disrespect, obviously, to the NDSU commit, Duttenhafer, because he was a factor on defense.
Exactly.
And obviously, he got that punt fumble recovery for a touchdown, and which changed the way they went about punting later on in the game, and it actually forced a bad punt that was a 4-yard punt for Davies. So you got to be sound in the kicking game. And then, you know, if you're a running team, you don't really want to put yourself in a position where you're forced to throw it deep for the very tail end of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so regardless, great fought battle on both sides of the ball for both teams. Very aggressive. The defense kind of reigned supreme against both these teams. Neither team had 300 yards of total offense.
Mm-hmm.
That's very rare to see around these times with some good teams like this. So you could see the defense really kicked in there. The good news is, though, we do have a couple of games on AM1100 The Flag next week. Next Thursday, it is the season finale for EDC before we hit the tournament. Fargo Davies Eagles are hosting the Shanley Deacons, and it's to be determined at this point. There are 3 playing games Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m., we're just waiting to see who plays who, and we're going to lock up a game there as well midway through the week. So keep your eyes and ears open for that on the website, on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff for that as well. But thank you for joining us here on AM 1100 The Flag for tonight's broadcast of high school sports. Join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. for Flag Sports Saturday. We're going to talk with Davies head coach Wayne Wormeyer and wide receiver slash defensive or linebacker for Shanley, Carter Kochman, and see kind of what all transpired there, because Shanley, you were looking, they were a team that wasn't supposed to even be here today.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a fun conversation, I think, with him. I think, you know, it may be a little bit tough for him if they're not able to pull this one out here to swallow. But regardless, good career for him. For studio engineer Spencer Jost and our entire Flag Sports Central crew, I'm James McCarty alongside Jace Denman saying so long from Fargo Davies, where our final score on the Hornbacher scoreboard was Mandan 26, Davies 21. This has been a presentation of North Dakota High School Sports on your home for high school athletics. AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. God bless. Have a great weekend.
Yep, you betcha. Mm-hmm. Bye.